systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
God, hello and welcome to Jam Hole. Today is Friday, November 27, 2009. My name is Matt.
And my name's Danny.
And thank you so much for being with us, episode 277. We have a special guest with us, straight out the penitentiary. Give a big round of applause to Ashley. Hi, Ashley.
Hey.
How are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Can I tell you something?
No. Absolutely not.
That's probably the best response.
Well, I just wanted to point out that, you know, when Dana,
you know, she said no.
Right? You're gonna tell me anyway.
I'm gonna tell you something anyway.
Okay.
When Dana got out of the hospital, I had mentioned that, you know, it would have been a good solid for them, from them to me, to maybe put a little makeup on her. Same thing when you get out of jail. Maybe here's all your belongings, and here's a little makeup kit on us because you look like shit. And I understand. I've never been to jail. I hear it's an awful, awful way to spend your time.
I think she actually had makeup with her, so she's good.
No, I didn't. I looked like hell until I got home. You saw me after I put makeup on. Okay.
You look like you haven't slept in a couple days. Thank you guys so much for being with us. TheJamHole.com/live. You can listen to these shows live every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. / feedback type shit and I'll read it. Or you can always give us a call, 406-204-4687, of course. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Right?
I want to point out something here real quick.
Oh, please. Please.
Ainsby has a question for Ashley. She wants to know if she got turkey for Thanksgiving in jail.
Oh, yeah. What do they feed everyone?
I was like, you know, happy Thanksgiving. Fuck you.
She got jokes.
The food in jail is not edible. Let me say that, first of all. They didn't even bring me turkey. Thank
really?
You. It was how, pork. It
how
was
dare,
pork.
How dare they?
It was pork disguised as turkey with lots of salty, disgusting gravy.
How and the dare most, they?
It was terrible.
So you're telling me that we don't treat our inmates with the utmost kindness and respect?
Not at all. And I got a ham sandwich for dinner, and it was
what is,
terrible.
Is pork just cheaper than any other meat? Like,
I guess
what's up?
So, but it was just, like I said, it was disgusting. It was salty. It was I couldn't eat it.
Was it spam?
I don't know what it was, but
did you ask them?
Had a
like,
texture.
Can I see the ingredient list for this?
It had this fatty, disgusting. It was terrible.
Did you eat it?
No. I took a bite.
Amesby says maybe Danny should get a cooking job at the jail and make the food edible.
I could do that.
That would be
nice.
Do you
think, though, that if they made the food edible, everyone would want to go to jail?
Right.
Like, I think we're trying to deter people from doing retarded shit
probably.
To end up in
every
jail.
Every time it was chow time, I was excited because I'm like, damn, I'm really hungry. I haven't eaten for a while, right? And every time I was disappointed, I couldn't eat it. I just couldn't eat it.
That sucks, dude.
It was awful.
So I would like to wish everyone a happy African-American Friday. I hope you all went out and spent all this money. Money that nobody has.
Right.
That's awesome. I think that even in this time of awful, awful economic depression, everyone is still like, oh, it doesn't matter. It's Black Friday. It's African American Friday. Excuse me. Come out and spend your money. Like, we're still making payments on shit we bought two African American Fridays ago.
Amesby says diet plan equals go to jail.
Or meth, Burger says. Or meth. I fully agree with that.
Or cocaine.
Yeah,
or cocaine. So, did you hear, speaking of African American Friday, check this out. Did you hear about Tiger Woods? See what I did there?
Not so much.
He didn't have an African American Friday.
No? How apparently, did African American
apparently
Friday go?
Apparently, he got in a car wreck.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Like
that's
how?
All I know.
Like,
I
just, was he, like, intoxicated?
They said no, but I find that hard to believe. Not because he's a black man. That's not why.
You can't just wreck your car in Florida. There's no ice on the goddamn road unless you're hydroplaning.
Somebody had mentioned that perhaps he was getting ill and he was trying to drive himself to the hospital. And that's when, you know, maybe he had a mini stroke or something. they're still waiting on the test results from what I read. But yeah, they said alcohol didn't play a part in it. But then they went on to say that charges are pending. But they wouldn't say what charges, like what's he being charged with? Besides, you know, being the richest black man in the world.
Right.
Now that, you know, MJ's long gone, pour out a little liquor for him.
But, anyway.
And what I also don't understand is if you're so rich, why are you driving? Like, I get driving's fun and stuff, but if you were drunk, say, or even if you were sick, wouldn't you be like, hey, one of my white people that work for me drive me to the hospital?
Right.
I'm sick.
I'm the richest black man in the fucking world.
I know.
Here, let me just go ahead and throw some cash. Hey, drive me to the
hospital,
please.
I infiltrated the white man's game, and I pawned all your asses. I build my own golf courses, man, with, like, KFCs built in them and shit. Okay, that was wrong.
That was
Sorry.
Fucked up. It's
Sorry.
Churches, by the way.
What?
It's churches, by the
churches?
Way.
Churches? What?
Douche.
I never
get
liked
it right,
churches.
Okay? If you're going to be racist, get it right.
I like KFC, personally.
Churches is fucking good, though.
How about Pioneer? You remember Pioneer?
Or Popeyes.
Or Popeyes. Okay. Mm. Fantastic.
Anyway. I love how you just stare over at her like, yeah.
So.
So happened. Why were you not with your family on Thanksgiving?
Actually, I had invited her to Thanksgiving to come with us, and she was totally going to come, but...
If I didn't go to jail, I was going to come.
Oh, did you...
allegedly.
I can't even say this with a straight face. Did you collect $200 on
no,
your way to...
I did not pass go
no?
or collect $200.
Okay.
I went straight to jail.
Just had to get that out there. Okay. I know that was the question on everyone's mind. Was,
I had a feeling that I was going to jail, hence the reason I did not bring my vehicle
really?
To the... Yeah.
Is that like...
I was writing to me freaking out.
That's why I called
going
her.
To jail.
No, I'm like, I really didn't want to go, but...
Is that mother's intuition?
It was one of those things I just knew. I could tell by the way my now, angry probation officer told me very nice. He's like, oh, Ashley, how have you been? Get your ass in my office now.
I've been like, no.
Like, okay, hold on, let me.
You're breaking up.
I'm out of town. Sorry.
I mean, not out of town. Out of town, because just, that would be a probation violation. I'm
right.
in town, but I'm out of. Ah, fuck. I'll right. be there in a minute.
I'm like, I'll be there in half an hour. He said, don't be late.
Okay. So how did this whole thing start? Now, you called them and was like, I'm just checking in, because that's what a good probationary
not quite.
Person would do.
Okay, well, normally, I've been on for almost 2 years.
Okay, now what were you on probation for initially?
For possession of cocaine.
Okay, and this was?
2 years ago.
2 years
or
ago.
Or 3 years ago.
Okay.
And I've been on since April of 2008, and I've done fine. I've passed all my drug tests.
Never
I've
had a problem?
Never had a problem before okay. at all. I met this guy a couple weeks
this
ago.
This guy is bad news bears.
Huh.
Who but he's a big cock.
This is the problem.
That will get you, man.
I don't want to incriminate myself, so I don't want to say a whole lot until this whole thing blows over, but basically,
well, let me just preface this whole thing by saying then this is all just a work of fiction. This is a comedy show. I write skits that may or may not correlate with real life, so anything that, you know, gets said here, I mean, I'm a huge
but
fucking
even,
druggie, but you couldn't bust me for that because this is all a work of fiction.
But oh. you don't think that if, like, her probation officer somehow, some fucking way, got a hold of this.
Like, if I
commentary.
Rolled in there and was like, here's a jam hole sticker, you might yeah. want to listen to Ep 277.
Like, you don't
fuck
think that
you
they
guys.
Would use that?
I'm out the door.
I wouldn't do that.
You don't think
that
they would
it.
Use that against her?
I don't think they could.
You don't think they could? Because it is a comedy podcast, yeah. and we all do things allegedly here.
Yeah, no, they so. Couldn't. It wouldn't hold up.
Okay. Yeah.
So what happened?
So spiel if you want. If you feel comfortable spiel. All right,
if any
don't...
of you take this shit to my PO, I'm going to come back and murder you.
Seriously.
When I get out of prison in 2 years.
Am I the person that's going to take this to your PO?
When I preface things
everything?
By saying this is a work of fiction and then you preface it by saying please don't take this to my PO, you kind of... So let me start again. This is a work of fiction. I write skits for the Jam Hole. I'm a writer. You may or may not know my work.
Okay, fine. Fuck this. All right. So what happened was I was doing some drugs.
Where'd you met this guy at?
I met
druggie?
This. I actually met him. Fuck you. I met him 2 years ago, actually. And it's a long, funny story. And I ran back into him.
And this isn't the guy that got you kicked out of your place with the dog. Different.
No, no.
Okay.
Totally different guy.
Different dick.
Different,
got it.
Different dick, for sure.
Got it.
Anyway, so we ran into each other, had a lot of fun, some good times. We allegedly did some drugs. Basically, and I didn't know he was wanted. He's a parolee
really?
Who was absconding.
Not just probation, but actual
He just got
parole.
Out of prison. And he, come to find out, he's only
for
been
what?
Out.
For what?
Our robbery.
Is his name Jason?
No, his name's Dustin.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. That,
Dustin.
It's okay. I mentioned
his
him on the show
Dustin,
last night.
Yeah, his name's
okay.
Dustin.
Okay.
And good-looking guy, real tall, real
They
really
always
funny,
are, aren't they?
Very funny.
They always
He's
are.
Hilarious. Yeah, we had a lot of fun, right? And basically, I didn't know. My PO called me a week ago trying to get me in there, telling me that it was something my ex and this his lover or whatever trying to get me in trouble.
Your ex, the one that's in jail?
Yeah, Joe, the father of my kids.
The
my
one
husband.
That grabbed the wheel.
My
and,
husband,
okay,
yeah, him.
Okay. That you're still
get,
married to.
Yes, because I'm supposed to testify against him because of the accident. So I,
right.
So what my understanding was that they were trying to get me in trouble so that I couldn't testify.
That makes sense.
To stop me from testifying and this and that. That was my understanding of why my PO was looking for me 2 weeks before I'm supposed to even see him. So I kind of decided to just turn my phone off and not be at my house and leave town. For a little while.
That's not the smartest idea you've came where, up with.
Where did you go?
I went to a few. I went out of state. And then I was actually in Butte for a little while. And
huh. What's in Butte? I just want to ask. What?
Well,
but,
come to find out, that's where Dustin did his pre-release. So
oh, wait. So
a lot of people.
The whole returning to the scene of the crime thing.
So that's where we went. We
that
had a
boy.
Lot of sex, a lot of fun.
That a boy.
That sort of thing. And.
And the kids during this whole
my family were taking care of them
running
for
on
me because my dad knew that what was going on. My
okay.
dad had talked to my PO. I hadn't talked to him. And my understanding is if he doesn't give me a direct order, had I answered the phone, he told me you need to come in here.
So how did your phone just not ring, or were you on the highway in between cell towers, or like how
it
did
rang.
You?
It rang. I didn't answer. I
oh,
got a
so
message.
You, okay, gotcha.
So and but yeah, so he hadn't given me a direct order, and like I said, I wasn't supposed to see him till the 3rd of December. So I thought I was golden until all this shit came down.
Right.
When me thinking it was my ex, when really it was. It was this guy I was hanging out with. They had
How
heard
did they know?
Several people in town told them that me and him
because
were together.
Because parolees are constantly being under surveillance just in case.
So they knew from several different people, plus this other girl. Anyway.
So they're like, who's this chick that this guy's hanging out with?
Yeah, her name
type
keeps
of
coming
thing.
Up. That sort of thing.
I
so
see.
I, on Wednesday, get a message from my dad who had talked to my PO saying if she's not in here today, she's gonna have warrants, police, she's going to get in trouble, she's
the
going
whole
to
shebang.
Yeah, so if she doesn't call me and get her ass in here, she's fucked.
Right.
So I wait until 3 o'clock on Wednesday and
find me.
I found Dana and I
can I ask why you decided to drag my girlfriend into this whole mess?
Because well, I'm the only real friend out there.
Well, and I'd asked her a question, which she denied, which was fine because it worked out. But
okay,
I
which was
none of your business.
Okay,
okay.
So basically, I obtained some clean urine and in a balloon.
How's it feel? Getting to a point in your life where you have to strap somebody else's piss to your leg just
yeah,
to stay out of, just to stay out of jail.
Really, do you want to know the worst part about that?
Well, I'm just thinking
no,
like
no, would you like to know
yeah,
the worst
but
part?
Hold on. I'm
I
just
didn't
thinking
strap it to my leg.
Did you drink it? Because that doesn't work.
No, I didn't.
Okay, because I'm thinking you probably weren't equipped with the urinator or anything like that that's made for this type of situation.
I'll give you three guesses, dude. How the fuck do you think she got the pee in there?
I'm going to imagine she held the balloon up to your twat while you pissed it out. Am I close?
Held the balloon up to her twat while she pissed it out?
She held the... Are you... Even listening to what I'm...
I had to put
I'm
the balloon up my twat is what I had to do.
Right, but right. You... peeing into a balloon is hard unless you have a penis, because then it's like putting a water balloon on a faucet and then you just pee and
luckily,
it fills
it
up.
Luckily, it worked.
But you don't
condom.
Have a penis as
not
far
that hard.
As I
I've done it before
no.
in Florida.
It was a condom. It worked out. I had a toothpick in my pocket. I didn't, however, when I went in there, I was, like I said, I was thinking it was for something else. I go in there, I'm filling out my
but
reports.
But you come in prepared just in case.
Yeah, I went in prepared.
Right.
I knew he was pissed. And I knew he wanted... I wanted
good. That's good.
I knew he wanted me to have her clean you away and all this other stuff.
And they
stuff.
Didn't frisk you or anything?
No.
Because that's weird.
Yeah, well, what they did was they had me come in. I started filling out my reports, this and that. And then all of a sudden, they're like, all right, come on. I want you to come pee. And I couldn't do it because I had this thing up my freaking... And this chick was watching me, and I'm all trying to hit it with a toothpick, trying to get in the cut and work out.
So did you poke yourself? And you're like, ow, fuck.
I would have. No, but I broke the toothpick. I broke the toothpick, and I'm like,
up inside of you?
No,
just I was going to say, that's
going
to be fun for the next
anyway,
guy.
So I basically put it back in my pocket. I'm like, fuck, dude, I can't do this. So I'm like, I can't pee. I was all freaking out, this and that. So we went back out there. And then she comes and sits with me, who is not my PO. She sits down.
Who is this lady?
She's another probation officer.
But not
she's
yours.
She's the one that talked to me.
So all of a sudden, she busts out this thing. She's like, do you know this guy? And it was that Justin guy. And I'm like, oh, shit. I'm like, yeah, you know, I know him.
We just went out of town together.
I'm like,
I mean, what do you want?
I'm like, what do you want to know? You know what I mean? And basically, the big deal was him, that he's absconding. And I found out that he's just got out of prison a month ago, and that he's wanted. Like,
now, did he tell you any of this when you
no,
guys first
I
met?
Like, I didn't know.
Hi, my name's Dustin. I'm on parole for armed robbery.
No, I knew what his charges were, and I knew that he'd been in trouble. Like I said, I met him a couple years ago when he'd gotten out.
For what?
Gotten into, I don't know, it's a lot.
Some other shit?
Some other shit. Got in trouble, went back, this and that. Anyway, so I knew him from before. And
interesting.
Yeah, pretty much. And so, basically, the whole...
So, the whole time you're talking to this lady, you have a balloon full of pee up your twat.
That's not even the best part.
How comfortable? I beg to differ. That is a pretty good part.
No, it's awkward, for sure. No, that's really not the best part,
though. It's
really not. Anyway, so what she was telling me, she's like, listen, Ashley, she's like...
Do we need to say even bigger dicks to the front now because that thing just stretched you out a little bit?
It was only...
Oh, okay.
We're good.
Just so small.
Anyway... So she says, Ashley, she's like, you know, either you or Dustin are going to jail. Who's it going to be? And I'm like, well, I don't know where Dustin is, which was a lie. I knew where he was and everything, but I didn't want to be that person.
Right.
Because you know I mean?
I'm
not
I
a
also,
rat. I'm not a rat.
I so also I'm, heard snitches get stitches. And
right.
I had stitches.
So I wouldn't
not,
give them anything.
Good.
I denied a lot of things, which were true, actually,
right.
But they couldn't nail me on. Because
well, that's
they didn't
good.
Have any solid
as long as it doesn't come back to bite you.
The only thing that they nailed me on was associating with a parolee. And then I actually.
Because if you're on probation, you're not supposed to hang around
no,
with
not
any.
Without, with, right. Not with without permission.
Right.
And
right.
also. Being out of my designated area.
Your region.
My designated area. Unfortunately, I got a speeding ticket outside of Butte. So.
Okay, so let me set the scene. Two, what's it called?
One person's on probation, one's on parole.
Speeding.
Both violating probation and parole.
The best
ever...
part about the speeding ticket is I wasn't driving, it was him.
Of course it
the
was.
The fucking cop flips a bitch, we pull over, he hops in the back, I hop in the driver's
Why didn't
seat,
he
bam.
Just take off? Huh? Knowing that he's on parole
well,
and all.
Because he didn't, they, no, none of us got ID'd or anything except me, the driver. And
really?
They didn't,
oh, so you had
register.
A, there was a third party in the vehicle.
There was four of us.
Really? Who were these big dicks?
The other two, I'm not going to talk about. The girl.
Are
that
they
was with
also
us,
on parole and
no,
or probation?
No, but the girl that was with us actually got arrested shortly thereafter also and ended up telling on all of us.
Huh.
For certain alleged things that
will
didn't
that
happen,
will that bitch get stitches?
If I see
probably.
Her, I will give her.
Does
some
she live
buggies.
Here?
She lives in Mission, in
Mission,
St. Ignatius.
Ah, okay.
Little bitch is gonna go down. Huh. But fuck that bitch. Anyway, so she ratted on us and this and that. And
for what though? I'm surprised they didn't already
well,
know.
For knowing this dude Dustin, she obviously knew that this guy was on parole and
for
violating
being in a stolen
shit.
Vehicle.
No, it was her vehicle.
It was my vehicle.
Oh, okay.
Her shit ain't stolen. I bet what she ratted on Dustin for being violating his parole, right?
And yeah, because we went.
Why didn't the cop run names?
He didn't. He just ran my thing, gave me a speeding ticket, let us on our
That's
way.
Crazy.
Yeah, it doesn't. Usually, it actually doesn't register. Like, you'd think, like, being on probation in the state of Montana, if you're out of your thing, that it's going to come
yeah.
up. And I was worried it would. It doesn't.
That's crazy. So, anyone on probation, if you get pulled over, don't run because it doesn't matter.
Right? So, anyway, so luckily we all made it through that and this and that.
How,
so,
what did you guys have in the car?
Nothing. We actually didn't have
nothing at all?
No.
That's good.
Yeah. So, I mean, it wasn't a big deal. But unfortunately, I had to admit to it because I did have a speeding ticket, which is something he can find, which right. he didn't find on Wednesday, but he did today.
Right.
So had I lied or tried, it was pointless to lie about it.
Right. Yeah.
He also nailed me on a couple other things. Plus, I would not pee for them. I could not get with somebody standing there watching me. It was really hard to pop a balloon and try. My piss was dirty. So it was like,
right.
I put it off. I kept just being nervous. I was crying. Like I couldn't. I'm sorry. I can't.
So what they end up doing?
They took me to jail.
Because of
the UA, though. They took me because of all the violations.
Okay.
They said that I was going anyway. You know what I mean? Had I given up Dustin where he was at, had they arrested him that night, they would have let me walk free.
So he's still roaming around town?
He's still around, yeah. He's still around. So had I given him up, which I did know exactly where he was at, they would have let me walk.
Right.
No problem. I'd be right where I was and this and that. But I didn't, so they arrested me. They took
integrity,
me
I like that in my felons. I like some good integrity.
Even though remember Zach the Felon? This is nothing like Zach the right. Felon. Zach the Felon is an asshole.
That's right. The difference.
So, yeah,
the
so I didn't roll on my homies, right?
He didn't like, have integrity.
I didn't roll on my homies. I went to jail. I bit the bullet. Fucking had to spend Thanksgiving and shit. Cried my eyeballs out. And then today, after sitting, and the fucked up part is I sat in one of the rooms where there's no TVs, there's no nothing, there's just, they give you a fucking thing to lay out on the floor. There's
were
no,
you in
they
a...
They didn't give me a book. They didn't give me a fucking nothing, dude.
Were you in general there. Population?
I
or
no, I was by myself. I was isolated the whole time, except for today.
Why is that?
They just, a holding cell, because they knew that my PO was coming back to get me for
oh,
the
okay.
hearing
so
today.
So it wasn't like
so
actual...
So they didn't want to put me in population.
You're going to be here for a while. This
yeah,
is like just,
unless
okay.
had I, you know, had...
This is like you're grounded for the weekend.
Yeah, this is like you're fucked for a couple days. Right. We're not going to move you if we don't have to. If they had gotten a bunch of people or whatever, they probably would have moved me into population just for a day or two.
Right.
But they didn't. So anyway, I sat there and twiddled my fucking thumbs with a fucking balloon up my twat still, by the
you
way.
You didn't like pop that thing?
No, I didn't.
Because you were
I
saving
knew,
it.
I knew they were going to test me
right.
eventually.
At some and point, you're going
so
to have to pee for them.
So I'm sitting there thinking of how I can do it. I can't do it with a toothpick, so I fucking like filed my nails so I can like sharpen it like so I can get them like...
You know what's funny? Like some people fuck with condoms on and they just break and they get pregnant and shit. You're like trying to break a condom and it won't do it. Like the
I know,
irony,
all the
right?
Time,
the
like,
irony.
right. So anyway, I held on to that fuck. Every time I coughed, it
was... Describe it, please. The feeling. What's that feel
it's
like?
It's intense. It's quite... It's not like anything I've ever felt before.
What kind of condom was it? Was it lubed for her pleasure?
It was lubed.
Was it...
It lost its lube, see, though, after probably the third time I just shoved
is
it back
it,
in.
Is it still in you? Right now. No.
No, this is the best part, okay? So okay. I held that fucker in there for days, you know, for all this whole time. Dude, my PO comes back to pick me up today. And I'd go do my hearing and this and that. And he, on the way over back to the probation office, he's telling me, he's like, you're going to pee for me today. He's like, if you either...
Does he say it all creepy? Like, hey...
No,
he's a
dick.
J-O,
dude, he's a straight up dick. They switch. He's not my original probation officer.
Is he an older guy with glasses?
Yes.
He's an alcoholic.
Great.
There's one guy when I used to work at the liquor store. He's a PO, and every single day, without fail, like 4:30 or 5 o'clock would roll around, and here he'd come. He'd park his little unmarked cop car in the parking lot. He'd come in. He'd get his fifth of fucking vodka, and he'd leave. Always just
this guy,
straight up look of defeat.
This guy
on his
is
face.
A straight up dick. Like I said, I've never met him before. They switched me. I had this other guy who was great. He never fucked with me.
Yeah.
I passed my piss test. He just didn't mess with me. This guy violated me on everything.
Well, and I'm sure out of all of the other people that they have, you were probably the least of their worries until this little escapade.
Yeah, after, I mean, like, right? So anyway, so he's telling me, he's like, if you pee dirty for me, you're going back to jail. If you don't pee for me, you're going back to jail. So I'm like, oh, shit. He's like, I don't have any female officers to go in there with you. He said, since you've been
jackpot.
In
jackpot.
He's like, so since you've been in jail a couple days...
Right, I'm gonna assume
I'm
that
gonna
you
assume.
Haven't had a balloon full of someone else's piss up your twat for the past 2 days.
So all I'm thinking is, fuck my
That's
luck,
brilliant.
Dude, right? So we get there, he's like, can you pee? I'm like, oh yeah. Takes me in there, dude, I sit there, fuck with it a little bit, fucking pop that fucker, pour it right in the cup, flush the condom, hand it to him. Clean.
Wow.
Go out, and I'm like,
how
okay,
pissed
so-
would you have been if she would have had drugs in her system? Huh?
Just like everything.
I would have been a little bit. And the fucked up part is that they don't even stick a one of those sticks in it
anymore. The dipstick thing.
They have a cup that's straight up got it all. Fuck, you pee in it, it fucking comes up on the side.
Really?
All of a sudden, there's this color creeping up on every single drug: coke, meth, fucking opiates. This. I'm like, oh my god.
That fucking bitch! I'm gonna kill you!
So I'm like, he told me to put it in the windowsill, but I like opened the door and I handed it to him. He's like, will you go put that down, please? I'm like, is this bad?
Wow.
It's supposed to be clean. Anyway, so then I go to my hearing, right, with the head motherfucker. Should have
read the directions.
With the head motherfucker. I'm there with the head PO decides everything, right? We're going through my thing, and I have 12 violations.
Let's name them off. What are they?
Not just five, but 12. I can't even. If I had my paper, I could tell you. But he's naming off. Luckily, though, the major ones weren't in there. No failed UA. No gambling. No alcohol. No, you know, the
gambling.
Major,
yeah. What is that?
You can't gamble, drink.
If you're on probation? No. Really?
Yeah. Huh. You can't be in a casino or anywhere where alcohol is.
Yeah, I knew that. I didn't.
So he's naming off all these things. I'm thinking they're about to send me back to jail because he's just fucking this, and he's not happy. None of them, both of them. My PO's sitting there straight up telling me, I want you to go to jail.
Do you think, though, that they weren't so much pissed at you? They were pissed at themselves for losing this dangerous criminal?
Yeah, no, and that's the thing, though, that's what they wanted, though. That's right. For the whole time, and they were pissed that
And that's what I was telling her. I was like, it's all a psychological game that they'll get in your head, and they'll make you think all this fucked up shit so that you say, you know, everything.
So that you incriminate yourself.
Even though they can't really do half of the shit they say they're going to.
And the worst part about it, though, is the things that I admitted to is that those are the things that they can use against. The things I didn't admit to, they can't. You know what I mean? And I knew that. But
it's all hearsay until they go out and start collecting
evidence. All the things
they
violated me on were things that are petty standing by themselves, but when you rack them up and there's more and more and more.
The total package.
Yeah, it's like, look, you're really fucking up. So now I have to fucking, I'm on daily reporting. They want me to come in every day.
They give you a bracelet?
No. I don't have a bracelet or anything. I don't have a curfew, none of that. But
really?
I have to report every day. If I fuck up again, I'm going to jail for
2
years.
What does this entail? Like calling them, here's
where I'm
at?
I don't know yet. I won't find out till Monday morning at 8 a.m.
So
exactly what
when I was down there waiting for her and stuff, when I took her in or whatever.
When you told me, no, I'm not going to do that, and you did. Yeah, go ahead.
What?
No, go ahead.
What are you talking about?
About the whole peeing thing?
Oh, she didn't pee for me.
No, I didn't pee for her.
Oh, where'd you get the pee?
I wasn't sure I was clean because remember dad's birthday, I smoked with him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't know if that was out of my system or not. I'm like, I don't know, because that takes 28 days to get out of your system.
At least.
I'm sure if you tested me
now,
I probably
have that. The other thing, though, is when I pull up, I had her drive me, because first of all, I was out of gas, and my tags were expired, and I didn't want them to search my vehicle. So
I was like, yes, I'm a good friend.
My
PO
is watching me. I come in, and he's like, who is that in the vehicle?
Who's my girlfriend?
I said, that's my friend Dana. I'm like, whatever, you know? And then they want my keys to my apartment, and they want my fucking cell phone, because they want to find, they think Dustin's sitting at my house, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, my keys are down in her car. I don't know where my phone is. I don't know if I left it in my car, if it's where I lost it or this or that. I don't know. I don't want them to have my phone. I'm like,
oh my God,
I've been asking people for piss all morning.
The phone we had sitting in a hole out in the back 10 here.
Please don't get my phone.
Now, I don't know if she told you this, but you are aware that any text message sent or received sits on the Verizon web servers.
Uh-huh.
And if they really wanted to, they can get a warrant. They can approach Verizon with that warrant, and Verizon has to give them full phone records.
Right.
But that's a lot to go through for a probation officer.
It is in a city like this. In bigger cities, though, they have that shit hooked up to their databases right there. They get it. They fax the warrant over or send it digitally. It comes back. Here's the records.
I think that's what they were harassing me so much for it. And I'm like, well, shit, I obviously didn't bring it in for a reason.
So
anyway, they go down and they get my keys from her. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, they're going to get my phone. Luckily, my dearest, bestest friend in this whole fucking world was smart enough to delete the shit, turn it off, because they wanted this phone bad.
Right.
I didn't tell you this in the beginning for a reason, because I thought it would be good once we got this story out. But what had happened, allegedly, her phone was sitting in my purse, and I didn't realize that they were going to come out and interrogate me.
And they thought she knew who Dustin was too. Yeah, they thought she was harboring him at her house.
Yeah, honestly, I didn't know who this guy was, so I had no idea. So,
oh, I would have been thrilled to pieces if cops were showed up here. I would have been
right?
Like,
hi, what do you want?
Well, I used to have a girlfriend, but not anymore.
Well, anyway, I had her phone. Her phone was in my purse, right? And you know where my phone sits in my car when it's next to me. I put my arm over it and I talked to him the whole time, you know. And
one dude was a douche.
Yeah,
man.
The one guy. Remember, I told you he was threatening me with obstruction of justice, yeah, and this, that, and the other.
I do recall that.
Well, you know, he was like, do you know where her phone is? And I was like, no, the only thing she left in my car was her keys. She didn't bring a purse with her, no nothing. I'm like, I even looked around the car with him. I'm like, nice. I don't see anything in here. You know, if she would have dropped something, I just
And this
I
is your car,
it.
Right?
This is my car.
Okay, so he
they have
he
no right
wanted,
to search her
he
car.
Would have had to
no,
have
No, I
a
even
warrant.
Opened up the doors for him. I'm like, check this out, dude. There's nothing in here, man. I'm like, if she would have dropped something, I would have noticed.
How
it.
Pissed would have you would you have been if I would have had a pipe sitting in there?
Dude! I would come back and just beat your face in. If
I'm like,
got
why
to come
are you
back.
Getting searched? What's that all about?
Well, anyway, you know, I was totally, you know, ready to talk to them or whatever because I honestly didn't know anything. So I'm like, whatever. But I was, you know, allegedly hiding the phone. And so they're like, maybe you should call it to see if she dropped it. I'm like, look, we just looked all over the car. I don't see it anywhere. And they're like, okay. And they go back or whatever. And I grab that shit. I fucking delete everything off of it. And I turn it off and I throw it in the glove box. And then they come back and they're like, I just got her number. Let me see if I can call it real quick. See if I hear it anyway. I'm like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I open up all my doors and I let them call
You know,
it.
It's a good thing because that would have ended you in jail also.
Yes.
And I would have been very thrilled about that.
I'm just a little smarter than that, though. So they didn't find that, which is nice because there was actually incriminating evidence of me on there as well. And
no
I
kidding.
Don't want it. To be there.
Well, and y'all better hope they don't get
they
those records.
They took my keys and went and searched my house thinking Dustin was there. And they wanted both of our phones because they thought you knew Dustin. So they didn't want us to call him to tell him that he
now,
was
Now, ask me why I told you not to get caught up in this.
She did great and she's not
I know,
in trouble.
But I'm just saying.
Well, I'm not in
that's
trouble
why.
For anything at all. I
but
mean,
it very easily could have went the other way.
If I was an idiot, sure.
No, it has nothing to do with that. It very easily could have went the other way, though.
Like how?
Like any part in that 20-step process.
Anyway, so that didn't happen, and so here we are.
Yeah, it's good that it didn't. I'm just saying, that's why, because I was getting kind of pissed at her, like, you shouldn't be fucking with this and that. And she's like, well, why? That's why. And well, if cops would have came here, I would have beat your fucking ass.
Well, the thing is honestly, I didn't have any clue about this whole story. I didn't know this Dustin character. I didn't know where
well,
she
yeah.
had been.
And that's why
days.
I felt so bad when I got there, because I didn't realize that this was what it was about. I thought it was about my ex and this girl. And
right.
Come to find out that happened a month ago. And they didn't. There's nothing that they could do about it. They're like, this bitch is being crazy and, you know, saying I'm threatening her. It was nothing. And then so I get there, find this out. And then they're like interrogating me about her. And I'm like, she doesn't know anything.
Back in and they interrogated her
about really
me.
Bad. I felt really bad. I'm like, listen, you guys, will you please be easy on her? I'm like, she really has no idea. I'm like, I just saw her today. And I'm like, she's going to be all freaked out. Like, what the fuck?
It's funny because he didn't really believe me when I said, I'm like, look,
they
she
didn't
hanged
no
up.
Shit.
Well, no, I was like, they don't. I was like,
it's their job not to believe people. Dude.
Well, no, it sounds really funny, but this is.
That's
how
hilarious.
It is because I hang out with you and my friends and my family, and she hangs out with her friends and her family, right? When we hang out, it's usually just me and her. Mm-hmm. We don't really hang out with each other's friends.
We don't co-mingle
and the cop
friends.
Didn't believe me about that. He's like, that doesn't seem right, and blah, blah, blah.
Like,
well,
have
I'm
you seen her friends?
The lady cop was great, though. The lady
yeah, the
cop
lady was
great.
Fine.
She's probably a dyke. That's why.
I thought it was hot.
Was she the hot blonde?
No.
Oh, man. There's a hot blonde that rolls around in a cruiser that is just smoking.
Nah, she's got brown hair. No, but, you know, I didn't know
was
anything about this. And they
she wouldn't
like,
keep
understand.
Her eyes off my twat when I was trying to pee. I'm like, will you turn around for a minute,
like,
bitch?
Either lick so it or get the fuck out.
I'm like, I need to pop this balloon, bitch. So
you're
like,
not helping.
Oh, my God. So, okay, I go looking for her, right, today, because she called me and asked me for a ride when we were at Buns on the Lake having breakfast, right? And I'm like,
at
dude,
2
I,
o'clock in the fucking afternoon.
NBS like, says, Smashley tells the PO a dozen lies and is indignant that they didn't believe the one truthful thing. Shut right? up. I'm just saying. It's a good point. Very good point.
All right. Anyway, so we're at Buns having breakfast at 2, which is kind of sad, but whatever.
Hey, it was a late day.
Okay. I stayed in bed as long as physically possible. And right before we get our food, Ashley calls me and says, I just got out of jail. Could you give me a ride? And I'm like, fuck, I'm in Lakeside, which is all the way across town by like a lot.
Yeah, the other side of the valley.
Yeah, pretty much. And she's on one end, I'm on the other. And I'm like, fuck, can you give me an hour? And she's like, fuck, no.
I'm like, I ain't sitting here for an hour.
And I was like, all right, dude, give me a call back in an hour. Let me know what's going on. So she gets another ride. And we get back to the house.
Can I ask who you got the ride from? Was it Dustin?
No, my brother.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
What does your family think of this whole kerfluffle?
They don't even know the half of it.
Well, that's good.
That's a good
thing. I would keep it that way for as long as possible.
So we come back to the house. I grab her phone and stuff, and I just hightail the fuck out of here. I'm like, where is she? Where's my friend? You know? And like, I was going to go to where her car was at first, but I was like, no, she probably already got there because I called her dad on
where
the way.
Where did you leave the car at?
At her work.
Oh, okay.
First Avenue, Casino parking lot.
Did you have a ticket on it when you got there? No? Okay.
So I call her dad on the way into town, and I'm like, do you know anything? Anybody come and pick her up yet? And blah, blah, blah. He's like, I think her brother picked her up.
I think
all
her friends are in jail, so... Probably not.
Well, I didn't have my cell phone because I didn't even know anyone's number. Luckily, she'd written her number
And even
down.
If you did, we deleted all the contacts.
No, I didn't delete the goddamn contacts.
Just kidding.
Anyway, so I talked to her dad, and I find out that someone's picked her up and taken her to her car already. So I'm like, all right, I'm not going to the car. I'm going to go to her house. So I go to her house, and as soon as I pull up, she calls me, and she's like, hey, where are you at? I'm like, I'm at your house. Where are you? She's like, I'm at the gas station. Shit, hang on. And like... She was going to the gas station to call me.
I was actually,
sucks using payphones, doesn't it?
I used the phone at the. Oh
right,
phone was working
because you used to work there.
You remember what's his name? He was on the show. He's bald.
Scotty?
No.
Scotty's not bald. He was on the show.
John. Worked at Famous Dave's.
Oh, John Cheney?
He works at the Mike's Conica.
Yeah, right. Yeah. He works down there. So he was there when she went in. And like,
and he was actually there when I shoved the balloon at my door.
Did he help you?
No. So he let her use the phone, I guess.
Anyway, we get to my house.
This is like a bad episode of Three's Company.
So we hang out at her house for a while and just chill. And just hang out or whatever. She needs something to eat. So she's eating shit and we're talking and bullshitting about
drinking
the whole ordeal.
And
drinking some sparks, whatever.
And then I get this knock at my door.
Right.
While you're drinking sparks.
And I look at her
and I tell her to stash the booze because I'm like, there's someone at my door.
Because you're not supposed to have booze, first of all.
No.
Second of all, you're not supposed to be drinking booze even if you didn't have them at your house.
Right.
So I get this loud knock at the door. So I'm like,
I stash the booze under the sink.
So I go up to the door and I ask who it is, and they don't answer. I ask
also,
again,
weird
I said,
thing: before you open the door, you shut the light off, which was weird.
Like, yeah. No, I'm not trying to hide anything.
Right. I shut the light off because anyway,
land shark.
And so I ask who it is, and they don't answer. Then I ask again,
they said,
and they said
it's
the neighbor. And I'm like, my neighbor. So
the
I open the door.
The one that snitched on me for having a dog?
Right?
You
so I open
cunt.
The door, and it's not my neighbor. It's these two guys.
Couple
mid-20s.
Of straight bros looking at J.O.
Couple of homies, right? And I'm like, what the fuck? Never seen these guys. They ask
undercover
if Dustin
cops?
Is at my house.
Undercover cops?
No. And they ask if
I
Dustin.
Thought
you,
they were
Are
first.
You sure?
That's what I thought, too. I thought it was like a...
Are you sure?
I'm positive, yes.
Okay. Did you ID them?
Anyway, so they ask if Dustin is at my house. And I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, this is never going to end.
Turns
you
out...
You know that, right?
Turns out it's this guy named Johnny, right? That I've heard quite a bit about. Heard that he's a rat, heard all sorts of shit. Anyway,
nice.
This him and this other guy are looking for Dustin. Sounds like they want to kick his ass. They don't believe me that Dustin's not at my house. I let them come in my house. They look at my house. Dude uses my sink. They ask me about another friend of mine. They're interrogating us. And
that was so
the
weird.
Plot
I was
thickens.
Like, hi, what do you want?
Who did they end up being? Just
this dude named Johnny and some guy with a curly head of hair.
Curly brown hair.
And they were just looking to
they
find
him? They were looking
him
to
so
find Dustin
because
they wanted to kick his ass.
For what?
I don't know.
Why didn't you ask him?
We tried, but they didn't want to give it up. I was like, it sounds like somebody did you wrong and you're just trying
I
to write
I asked them
it.
How they knew where I lived. I said, well, how,
Yeah.
How do you know where I live? And he's like, oh, it's a small town. Funny thing is, I actually know where he lives, too.
Really?
And I've never met him before
either. Just go knock on his door and be like, is Dustin here? Weird, huh?
Oh my god!
I should. It's
no, it
stuff.
Was weird. We asked him a few times. We're like, you know, what's going on?
And he's
on?
Like, he just wants to nip this in the bud, and he just wants to talk to him and this and that. And
he's like, I've got some beef with him. Just let him know if you
MDS
talk
says,
to him.
Why the fuck do you let them in the door? That's insane.
Well, because we didn't have anything to hide at that point. It's like,
well,
and they try to attack us. That'd have fucked them up.
Exactly.
Bring it on.
Okay.
You came to my house, motherfucker.
I mean,
I can kill you.
I don't know. It was just weird. And at that point, I'm just like, man, this is great.
Yeah, no. And then they think Dana, because she's like, I drive the Silver Susu Rodeo. I'm like, oh, God. They're like, so it's you that he's been rolling around with. I'm like, no, I'm like, whoa, I drive the Silver Xterra. I'm like, it's me he's been rolling around with.
Do I
like,
have to start packing heat when I deliver in town?
No.
Fuck.
I took that guy hit on me a bunch today, if that makes you feel any better.
Yeah, a little.
Yeah. These are the days of our lives.
Yeah, this guy was, yeah.
What's his deal?
I don't know. What was that the fat guy?
Who was he?
At Josh?
Joe's house or whatever.
Jerome's?
Jerome's?
Happy African American Friday!
No, it's this black dude. It's a friend of hers or whatever. We went over there to talk to him about something. And then his friend
I went over
up.
There to tell him what went down because he was a part of this whole...
You know, she wanted to talk to him in person, not over the phone. So I'm like, okay, it was right down the road.
My phone's
like, okay,
probably
cool.
Tapped.
Right.
Did you
and
think?
I'm like, all right, let's go. So I take her over there. And then this fat redneck white dude shows up and he's like a loudmouth fuck. He's like, you know, me and this dude almost died in this car one time. We were pronounced dead. And then blah, 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 blah.
And he's starting, he's yelling and giving me a headache. Dude, I was like, ugh.
He wouldn't shut the fuck up. And he's like, he's talking to us, and he's like, oh, you got two sexy ladies in the house, and blah, 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 what the fuck, blah. And I'm like, finally, like, yeah, I have a boyfriend. And he's like, what the fuck, man? You got one single woman again? This is bullshit. I'm like, what the fuck?
So we
right
take
mind?
Them,
make
they get out of the car, and
fuck
we fucking
you.
Mow the fuck out.
It was. Huh. I was like, what in the fuck in your right mind makes you think that I wanted anything to do with you in the first place, dude? I was like, you are totally effed. I gave him a card and a sticker.
Do you have a podcast? No, then get the fuck out of here. I only fuck with guys with podcasts.
Oh, my God. It was so great. I was like, are you fucking serious?
He was dumb. Oh, God, he was dumb.
Huh. And dumb guys showing up at your house. I don't believe that.
Oh, no, he didn't show up at my house.
Oh. He showed up at her friend's house.
Oh, okay.
Right, right. And I was like, where the fuck did you find this dude? Looking at her friends that I just met. I'm like,
as
what the fuck?
What
and they
mess.
Wanted her to come hang out later tonight. She's like, yeah, if this is the guy you're going to be mobbing with.
I told Joe, I'm like, this is the guy you're hanging out with tonight.
I have
no,
other things
sorry.
To do.
Sorry, dude.
Sorry.
God. It was great.
So how much did they extend your probation for all that? Really?
Luckily, I'm going in on Monday to find out kind of what my new terms and conditions
right.
and all
the
that
new
shit
EULA.
Is. Yeah, the new way I have to live, the new me.
Oh, hey. By the way,
please.
Her friend or whatever.
The
is
one you
one
gave
those...
a jam hole sticker to?
Right, right.
Okay.
Is one of the people that actually smokes oxys. I don't understand how you do that. What the fuck is
I'd
there?
I'd like to say that surprises me, but nay, it does not.
Do you even get high when you smoke an oxy?
It's heat. You're burning the... yeah, you do, and keep doing it, please.
Fry your brain and die, please, right?
No, you're smoking binders. You're smoking plastic. Why don't you go take a G.I. Joe and smoke that, because it's the same fucking thing. You're an idiot.
They don't
if
get
you do
any
that.
Of the actual oxycodone in
no,
that?
The
no,
far, if they feel anything, it's all strictly placebo effect because it's you can't, if you cook it in a spoon with water to shoot it, if you cook it for too long, the heat breaks down the molecules and you don't get oxy anymore.
That's what I figured. That's retarded. I was like, he talked about something about smoking oxys. I was like, are you fucking
like,
retarded?
You're an idiot,
whoa.
Dude.
And then I asked him, I was like, why don't you just go get fentanyl? That's easy. And he's like, what's fentanyl? I'm like, ugh. And then they just kept talking. I was like, fuck
that's
this.
Good.
I'm done talking to you guys.
That's good.
I'm so done.
Should tell him if you mix Valium and Oxy and methadone, best high ever, wash it down with some alcohol. Oh, dude, it will fuck
you'll
you
just
up.
Die, dude.
Well, that's the point. But you don't tell him that part. You just hope they do it. Unbelievable.
God, that's a speedball to hell, okay?
Anyway, so how was your day while
my day was
out
great. I sat home and I took a rancid, righteous dump.
I have to say,
I have a new, what's it called? I'm very impressed. I have a newfound respect for our toilet. Like, no matter what you put in it,
almost.
It does not clog. I've taken dumps half that size at the work toilet. Fucking clog. Got to get the fucking plunger out. This thing, you can't clog it.
How much did you poop?
Everything I ate in the past 3 days, I'd say.
Did you, like, poop a whole cat out? Is that kind of what it was?
Kind of. But then I did that, and then I fucking came over here, J-O'd for a few. And I got to say, if you guys have a penis, you'll know what I'm talking about. But I talked about a while ago how you're supposed to, if you're going to jerk off, you want to wait until you're done jerking off and then take a piss. That way the urine cleans out any semen that may or may not be built up in the penis. Otherwise, your dick's going to be drooling little globs of semen, you know.
I read that.
Until, yeah, you know what I'm talking about. So I didn't do that because I had to take a dump first, and I didn't want to try and J-O with a fucking big old turd sandwich sitting in my ass. So I did that, and of course, when you dump, you pee, so there goes that. But when I took a piss right before the show, I kind of forgot that I had J-O'd earlier.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes you get some semen there, and it dries the head of your dick shut. So then when you go to pee, it kind of rips it open, but only part of it. And there's a little puddle in the floor now. And wow. That sucks. Because it went everywhere. Like, it was like...
Watch your dick,
like,
please.
God damn it.
Just, why don't you be a little
Well,
more
when I was younger, I used to, every time I would pee, I would, like, grab my dick and open the head to make sure there was no, you know, it wasn't glued shut, so to speak. But
that's gross,
I haven't
dude.
Done that in a while, so I need to start doing that again after I...
No, that's weird, because, like, chicks pee out of one place, and they come out of another. How come it's not the same for
dudes? We have different tubes, but it all ends up at the same spot. It's
well, I mean, we have different tubes, too, but the two tubes are totally separated through the
right,
entirety.
Ours aren't. Our two tubes connect into the pee hole.
Into there. The urethra.
Right.
Right.
So.
That's gross.
J-O.
Did you jerk off on the couch?
Oh, fuck yeah. So much more comfortable on the couch.
Are you sure you didn't jerk off
I
on the
I jerked off a lot in jail.
Did you?
I had nothing else to do. I'm like, I'll just play with it.
What did you fucking look at? I guess you're a chick. Chicks are more...
I didn't have to look at anything. I just
you
closed my
eyes. You jerked off in jail.
That's pretty sexy.
I came probably like 12 times.
I guess. Were there like notches on the wall? Like, are those days till you get out? No, those are how many times I've came since I've been in here.
I know, they'd come check the door. I'm like...
I'm absolutely not jerking off right now.
Oh, God. I guess that's something to do.
I didn't have a book or anything. Like,
that's a dick move.
I'm like, I have to entertain myself.
They didn't give you a book or anything?
No, they didn't give me anything, dude.
That's
kind of
messed.
They put me in a room, a white room, a cement room.
Rubber walls?
No, it,
padded
walls. It was cement. It was
and they gave me this cool jacket that let me hug myself the whole time. It was great.
They gave me two blankets and a pad.
Amesby says, you jerked off with a balloon up your twat. I'm surprised it didn't slip out.
It's a good point.
It did come out a couple of times.
You gotta like spit on it to get it back in.
Yeah.
Amham says, talking about jerking off. But, nah, forget it. I thought that was funny. And
Doug says Ashley gets weirder and weirder every minute.
So we went hunting.
It's amazing what you'll do when you really, really don't want to stay in jail.
Like, if I can jerk off 15 times, the magic fairy will come and whisk me home.
Right. I was just trying to pass
think
the time.
It worked. I don't think it works that way.
I was
dude.
Just trying That's to pass awesome. The time.
I hear you. That's all any
the
of us are doing.
Was strictly either my ticket out of jail.
Either in jail or out of jail. We're all just trying to pass the time.
So, we know how she spent Thanksgiving. How was your Thanksgiving, Matt?
Mine was all right. I spent it with your crazy fucking family.
My family's not crazy.
Your
mom's
dad,
crazy.
I have a newfound respect for your father, though.
Of course
though.
You do.
Your mom was like, who's going to do these dishes? Your dad's like, you're going to do them because I've been doing the dishes. And she's like... And he's like, well, you know, if you'd suck dick more, I would do the dishes all the time. And I was like, yes, that's what I'm talking about. High five. Woo!
And I
your
was
dad is
mad.
Awesome. So I see where you get that from now. Your mom didn't like to suck cock. You don't like to suck cock. It's a long, deadly family line of people that just don't like putting penis in their mouth. I would be interested to see what started that. Someone got raped, I think, in your family a long time ago. Like back in the 1500s, the Widdens.
My mom got raped.
Did she?
Yeah, she got
raped. Can we talk about that?
She was like 14.
Really?
Yeah, she actually had an abortion because she got pregnant from the rape.
Oh, that's so fucked.
Huh.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, she can't be a Catholic now.
Her reasoning, I know why she doesn't like giving a head. I know why this is gross. I know why my mom doesn't like giving
a head. Did you guys sit down and have a long heart-to-heart about it, or what?
No, I don't even remember how it came up, but I remember her saying once that she doesn't like giving head because it's like eating babies.
What?
What the fuck?
Does your mom know that it takes an egg and the sperm to make a baby?
I don't know, man.
Eating babies, huh? That's...
She was like, you know, these could all be babies, and I just
no.
Really
actually, they couldn't be.
Yeah, I don't.
Only one of those.
That's her
could,
reasoning, man. She
could.
Also got raped, so I don't fucking know. What...
Did they bang her head in the concrete while she was getting raped?
I didn't ask the details on how she got raped.
Well, I would just be curious because that sounds crazy. That's completely crazy.
I didn't ask her the details about how she got raped. I didn't ask her really anything about it. Just somehow that came up a long time ago, and that's all I know. Huh. She got raped, and she thinks giving head is like eating babies.
All right. So what's your excuse, though?
I just don't like dick in my mouth.
Oh, okay.
It's cool.
Why?
I do it once in a while, and it's not a big deal.
That's what I'm trying.
Do you like your pussy in someone else's mouth?
I got it.
Okay,
I can't sit. He was asking me about this earlier.
Would you rather eat pussy or suck dick?
I'd rather suck dick.
Then
Doug from Ohio says we really need those details. Get Danny's mom on the show.
Yeah, no, good.
No,
but like, I don't know. I would.
She'll do it, but it takes some serious bribery to get it done. And by the time it's done, it's like, you know what? I don't even want my dick in your mouth. There's like 10 other chicks I could call right now that would gladly do it. So
you do that, you'll die.
Well, I wouldn't need to. I've said that we go around in circles with this. I wouldn't need to if you would.
And I do give you head. Just shut up about it. I'm not going to give you head for lunch, brunch, you know, all that shit. Like
what?
Breakfast, brunch, lunch, lunch,
brunch.
Lunch in dinner.
Wow.
No.
Did you hit your head?
Maybe. I'm not going to give you head every
I slammed her head against
minute.
The wall.
Guitar Hero Dave says, what's wrong with eating babies?
I don't know. I thought that Chinese like food story was off.
Veal.
With babies.
Chinese food story.
Only one word, man.
They cook babies over in China. It's
veal.
Weird. Anyway. But, you know, I don't need to give you head all the time. I just, I don't mind doing it.
I beg to differ. You can't set the rules. It's not your dick, okay? I could say, oh, I don't need to eat your twat all the time. And you'd be like, yeah, you do, because it's your twat. You know
I
what
never ask you to give me head.
I know what my penis needs.
Do I ever ask you to give
no,
me head?
No, because you know how it is, and that's bullshit. That's fucking bullshit.
I don't bug you about getting head. I don't ask you to give me head. I don't say, I need to come so
because
bad.
Because I do it all the
eat
time.
My pussy.
It wouldn't matter because I do it all the time.
I just don't worry about it. And then when you do ask me for head, I end up giving you head.
Really?
What the fuck is the problem?
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Hey, guys, I don't want to hear about this anymore. This is fucking me all up, dude. The best dick I've ever had is absconding from fucking, like, I can't even see him anymore. This sucks.
Well, check this out, dude. I gave him head with stitches in his dick.
Just
and
the
it
tip.
Was bleeding.
Just the tip.
Just the tip. But seriously,
I read the note.
She wasn't as gentle as she could have been. I think that was to teach me a lesson.
No, this was the first time.
She's like, oh, you want your dick sucked? I got this.
Oh, my God.
M.M.
No,
says,
I
can I leave now?
Hey, compromise. It's called 69. And that's usually what ends up having to happen. But I'm just saying, sometimes it's nice to kick back and watch some TV while you get your dick sucked.
That
kind of
sucks
all.
When the guy's on top, though. 69.
That's all.
It's like, dude,
yeah,
can't,
I don't
can't
like that.
Fuck my mouth.
These balls
like,
on my forehead, dude.
I don't mind the balls fucking all up in my shit, but the fucking, the fact that they always
they start,
like,
going,
start fucking, and you're like...
I can't stand that. Didn't
I have
on the
teeth,
bottom.
Motherfucker?
Even
wow.
On the bottom, he does that. He's like, just like this and tries to fuck my face. I'm like, no,
sometimes,
Matt.
Sometimes you have to.
No, Matt.
Make love to my mouth.
No, no, no,
so we
you.
Got the camo on. If you go to thejamble.com/Twitter, I think it's on the Facebooks and all that shit. She's rocking the fucking 7mm. Yeah, I got the 9mm strapped around my waist with these fucking retarded ass camo pants. She's like, you can't wear jeans. The deer see jeans all fluorescent and you'll scare them away. I'm like, are there even any deer out here? Because I didn't see any.
There are.
Do you think you scared them away tromping through the woods?
I think you did by jumping on every goddamn stick in the fucking woods.
You're
and going,
not. You're not very sneaky for being
you
a huntress.
You are not either.
A huntress of
the
night.
Well, I wanted to sit up there, but I knew that you were not down with that.
Well, and so. I was hungry as fuck. I hadn't eaten all day because I was waiting for, you know, the Thanksgiving meal.
I was totally just going to sit up there for an hour.
You stuffed your face with some fucking pie right before we went.
I want some pie right now.
Hey,
I want that cheesecake.
Doug says, I would pay good money to see Danny with balls on her forehead. Name your price, Matt.
No, I'm good.
$200. It's all yours. I got pictures. TheJamble.com.
$200 if it's mine.
Donate.
If it's my $200, not yours.
I'll split it with you.
Yeah, go fuck yourself.
It's got to be $400 then.
Yeah, it's
sorry.
$400 then, dude. No deal. Sorry.
If you get us plane tickets to Florida for around September when we're going to do our live show down there, done.
I'll take a picture with balls on my head. Cool.
It's cool.
That's not like they're your balls. I mean, you're not putting anything out there. Fuck.
It's my face.
It's my money.
It's my face. You sold your cock for $10.
I know.
What the fuck are you worried about?
I'm not. That's what I'm saying.
Then shut up.
I said $100. You're the one that's like, better be my name, huh?
I hate you.
I'm a Photoshop wizard. I could put anything in her mouth with a picture. Just like that, dude.
It's not
I'm a
very
master.
Nice.
We used to make celeb fakes back in the day
so
when we ran Mind Orgy.
So we went hunting and go on.
Oh, that was it. We went hunting. We didn't kill anything.
That's gay.
You
she kept
poop.
Making jokes like, hey, you walk in front and I'll carry the cut.
I should have shot your ass. Dude.
Yeah, well, apparently you didn't
hunting
know that I can.
Accidents happen all the time.
I can dodge bullets.
Fell,
I can dodge bullets. It doesn't
I
even
don't
matter.
Think so.
You would have had to do better than that. Well, you want to talk about someone who cannot actually dodge bullets?
Sure.
Jupiter, Florida. Thanksgiving. Now, this happens all the time on Thanksgiving. You know, Thanksgiving is a time of families that come together, and usually they haven't seen each other all year or whatever, and maybe one family member isn't very cool with another family member, and shots get fired, people drop to the floor. Manhunt is underway in Florida early Friday for a relative of three adults and a child shot to death. Shot through the heart. I'm sorry. That is not funny. Shot to death during a Thanksgiving family gathering. Police say that 17 relatives were inside the home. Oh, what nationality do you think they are?
I don't want to be racist.
17
I don't
want to
be racist.
Mexican.
I was going to guess Mexican also.
Beaters!
They know how to pack them in. Actually, if it's Florida, the chances are they're Cuban, right? Do Mexicans get that far south and on that side?
Where?
Florida?
I'm stealing this lighter. Most of the purple one in the car.
Thank you for that. Most of the dark-skinned people in Florida are Cuban, not Mexican, or Puerto Rican, right?
Well, no, there's Mexicans in Florida.
Are they?
Yeah.
Huh.
My neighbors were Mexican.
I guess that is what if a Puerto Rican and what are they called? And a Cuban fuck, a Mexican is what comes out, right?
Sure.
Okay.
I don't know.
That's how we have Mexico, isn't it?
I gotta go.
No? Okay. Well, thank you, Ashley.
Thank
She's
you
gotta
so much
go.
For
thank
me the
you.
Story.
I'll come back on Monday.
Okay.
When I'm not wanted.
Or if you're in jail, we'll come visit you with the Ustream Live app.
Big round of applause for Ashley.
Thank you very much for the story. Okay, be careful.
Bye-bye.
Where's the fucking light?
God damn.
Do we need to take a break so that she can leave?
I think... No. The light's in the middle, underneath the coat.
Okay, well... When I was like, hey, if you gotta go, because, you know, we might be doing the show a little long tonight, just go ahead and sneak out.
She couldn't find the light.
Hey, where's the light switch? Guitar Hero Dave says, let's all give her the clap.
The clap.
If she didn't already get it from fingering herself in jail, Jesus Christ.
Oh, my
Christ.
God. So.
Do you see what I mean, though, now?
What?
About what I said?
About not getting about, in it is what you're saying?
About, like, people sticking together and whatnot.
What do you mean?
You just attract that kind of shit.
I do?
No. Forget it.
No, explain to me right now.
When I said trash attracts trash, shit attracts shit, that's what the rule of life
is. But the
is,
weird
usually.
Thing is that she honestly and she didn't is, know about the dude being on parole.
Right, but being around all those kinds of people like that, dude, it just keeps attracting the people that showed up at her house. The houses you probably went to, all being watched, I can guarantee it, dude.
I don't know.
And that's
dude.
Shit you do not need to be getting caught up in. Me especially do
well,
not,
not
need to be getting
caught up in anything. And nobody knows anything about you.
I
at
hope
all.
So.
I don't bring you up. And now, at the most, I'm like, yeah, I have a boyfriend. And that's the end of it. You know? I don't bring you up.
See, Amham knows if you sleep with dogs, birds of a feather.
Flock together.
Exactly. That's how, that. Those are cliches, but they wouldn't
well,
be cliches.
Well, then how do me and Ashley get along so well? How do we flock the fuck together? Because
well, obviously,
I'm not
there's
that
always
person.
There's always an exception to the rule, but generally, those kinds of people congregate together.
Well, I think she's doing okay.
And I know she is nice. She's a great person. She just attracts
she fucked
the
up
wrong
once and
crowd.
You know, she didn't know this guy was on parole.
But she knew she wasn't supposed to be where she was allegedly.
Right.
She knew
but
she wasn't supposed to be imbibing in what she was imbibing in allegedly. Right.
Right. But she wasn't okay. supposed to see her probation officer until the 3rd of December. So she
doesn't
didn't really think
matter,
there was a big
though,
problem.
If you have kids, you do not take that chance. That's all I'm saying. And that's cool. I'm glad she did come over and talk to us about it, because that
yeah,
was that funny.
Was
I'm
fucking funny.
I'm glad it was at her expense and not mine.
I love the whole, I kept the balloon up my twat for 3 days story.
That's unbelievable.
That's crazy.
Oh, Doug was saying, who had her kids while she was in the slammer?
Her parents are actually out of town in Arizona right now and offered to take the kids with them because they really enjoy Ashley's kids and shit, and they wanted to take them out of town for the holiday.
Didn't they try to purchase them once? When she first had them?
Yes. They
What was the price tag?
$10,000.
$10,000 to give us your kids.
Yeah.
Because you're a fuck up.
Yeah.
And?
She said no. So.
I'd like to say I agree with her integrity. Her, what was that word? Full integrity? Gritty.
She does a good job with her kids. She doesn't do anything bad when she has her kids. But her parents do often take her kids and go
out of
town or whatever with them.
Because then they get them for free. It's like, you know, we can take them and we don't have to pay 10 grand for them. Fuck yeah, that's a deal.
I think it's really nice that her parents do that
for them. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because that way it's not like your friend were like, oh, this guy keeps skipping out and he won't fucking babysit for us and we could never fucking leave. She's like, yeah, I get to leave about, you know, once every couple weeks I get to go out and stuff because my parents take my kids. And that's really, really nice. And so
but
her parents
are
super nice.
I think if her parents knew what she was doing in those times that she's out gallivanting around with felons and whatnot, they might not be so pleased about it. Yeah. Except
I mean, her parents knew what she was doing. They didn't know about the whole Dustin character.
Right.
And neither did Ashley. You know, that's really not something she knew about. She didn't know that he was a parolee or whatever.
Well, right. Like I said before, he wasn't like, hi, my name's Dustin. I got a big dick and I'm a parolee. You know,
yeah,
that's
then
not...
she might have just fucked him and stayed in town. Whatever.
Yeah, right. Exactly. All right, anyway. Well, the 17 relatives inside the home when the shootings were reported around 10 p.m. Thursday in Jupiter, a small coastal town about 90 miles north of Miami. Jupiter Police Sergeant Scott Pascarella said they're looking for Paul Michael Merhige, 35, of Miami. He is the cousin of the 6-year-old victim, Michaela Sitton, police said. The other shooting victims were named as Ramon Joseph, Carla Menhige, and Lisa Merhige. The two women were 33 years old, and the male victim's age was not immediately known. Authorities said a fifth victim, Patrick McKnight, was being treated at a hospital. His condition was not available. Quote, what led to this incident, we're not quite sure, the cop said. It did not appear there was any altercation prior to this shooting. Do you think, then, that they're just sitting around the table, and someone was like, this turkey sucks, and then that's it? Like, shots fired, everyone on the ground?
Maybe.
You slave in a kitchen all day, and, you know, maybe you don't already like that person to begin with. You're like, you know, my son's wife is a piece of shit or whatever, or, you know, they clash. And you know how in-laws are. You hate your fucking in-laws, usually.
I never had a pair.
Well, usually. That's the running joke that people are like, oh, if I could only kill my in-laws, this would be the perfect marriage. But I don't know. I bet that's what happened.
I don't know about all that.
According to the TV station, the little girl killed was the daughter of a photojournalist, Jim Sitton. His two sisters were also among the dead. He was at the party at the time of the shooting, but was not wounded. Sitton told local media that his daughter was supposed to perform Friday in a holiday production of The Nutcracker. That sucks, dude. I'm really curious why this happened. Like, what the shots fired? Who's bringing guns to a Thanksgiving dinner to
one
begin
shot,
with?
One shot, 2 shot, 3 shots.
I understand maybe you're trying to reenact the original Thanksgiving, which if you read the show notes, you'll see... It wasn't all like, let's sit down with our Indian brothers and give thanks. Like, that's not at all how it was. It's another holiday where we again celebrate the awful terror that is the white man coming over and destroying shit, you know? Like, it wasn't like, oh, let's share our food. The Indians came over and they were like... The pilgrims are totally fucking struggling. They came here unprepared. They didn't have enough food. They suck at growing crops, so, you know, they kept giving them food and shit. The white man, the pilgrims, were just killing them.
Yeah.
It was a big massacre. This was one of the bloodiest holidays that we celebrate besides Columbus Day. And you don't read about that in the history books.
No, not so much.
And that's fucked up, you know? I mean, I understand trying to shield children from the gruesome... thing that is,
you know,
reality
up here,
but
when I first came up here after I was like 18 or something, but I went into a casino with my mom and dad, right? My mom has a jean jacket with the rebel flag painted on the back that I made for her, and
okay,
it says,
what do you have against black people?
I don't have anything against black people. Okay. I like the South, that's all. And it says grits underneath it, which means girl raised in the South. So what?
Grits
girl raised, wow, in the South, right? And so it's this rebel flag.
Did you make her a little white hood?
No. she made that on her own. So we go in the casino, and there's these two girls there that are, like, rather young, probably 18, really young, whatever.
Okay.
And they come up to my mom, and they're like, what is that flag? They're like, it's red, white, and blue. It looks like the American flag, but it's not. What is it?
It's what the American flag would be if the South would have won the Civil War.
Right, and I was there, and I looked at them, and I'm like, are you kidding me? You don't know what the fucking
white
Confederate...
Girls?
Yeah, little white girls.
Really?
I'm like, you don't know what the Confederate flag is? The 13 stars? You don't know what those represent?
It means
I was like, have you even ever watched The Dukes of Hazzard? For real, come on. No, anyway, but like, it was just this stupid thing. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? And I was like, they didn't teach you this in school? They didn't fucking tell you what the Civil War was about? Are you fucking shitting me?
Yeah, some schools will shield the kids from that stuff. They,
I was like, you don't know what the rebels were?
They only tell them the
Yankees.
Nice.
You don't know what fucking Yankees mean?
Right.
It's like, that's so... I was like, you don't know who Colonel Custard was? And
General Lee and all that?
Yeah, I'm like, are you
racist
fucking
shit?
Serious? And, like, it was just retarded. I sat there and explained the Civil War to these two young, dumb bitches because they didn't know what it was.
Huh.
They had never heard of the Civil War, the rebel flag. They didn't know what the Confederacy
does
meant.
Does that blow your mind?
It blew my mind.
It shouldn't.
It does.
It shouldn't, though. People are retarded, dude.
I was like, the 13 stars, the 13 states. That's all we had at the beginning was 13 states because we all did whatever.
Actually, it was the 13 colonies, but okay.
Oh, 13. Oh, yeah.
No, go ahead. Keep going.
Well, whatever. Well, they were all
you.
The names of the states and shit. Just, they were called
Guitar Hero Dave has a good point. Have those girls seen any black people?
Probably not.
No, well, there you go.
Yeah.
So
I just thought that just blew my fucking mind. I'm like, you don't know what that is? I'm like, you've never heard of that? You don't even know what the KKK is? Are you kidding me?
It's a good existence, man. Ignorance truly is bliss, I'll tell you. Well, let's go across the pond here to a little place I like to call Vietnam. A Vietnamese man, this is great, dug up his wife's corpse, Okay.
Okay.
Vietnamese dude, wife's dead. Okay. Dug up the corpse and slept beside it for 5 years because any
he was sad, lonely.
Actually, you're right on, because he wanted to hug her in bed. An online newspaper says
make a blow up doll.
Does she not have any sisters or like that's
you got
gross.
A dog?
But that's disgusting. Like, you're hugging bones at this point. I mean, I guess it depends
five
when she was
years.
Dead. 4 or 5 years, yeah. I'm curious how far into decomposition the body was. Like, did he take the bones and glue them together? And it's
no,
all
it
fucked
up? No, it was probably right after. Because you're most traumatic after the death. So he would go have the funeral. Probably a week later, he dug her up, and she's still pretty fresh.
Well, let's see
the embalming
if you're right.
Fluid.
The 55-year-old man from a small town in the central province of Quảng Nam opened up his wife's grave in 2004, molded clay around the remains to give the figure of a woman. He made her a little slimmer, a little bigger boobed, of course, put clothes on her, and then placed her in his bed. The man, Levine, told the website that after his wife died in 03, so she was dead
3 years.
For
a year.
03?
And
he
dug
her
up
in 04.
Oh, okay.
So she had been dead for a whole year. So it was bones by that point, which is where the clay comes in. That's a good idea, though.
I don't think that's all bones by that part. By that point, it's leathered skin.
Maybe a little sinew. But again, it depends on the embalming process also. You don't know, like, you know, they're in not really a third world country, but not a real superpower of sorts. So I'm going to bet they probably didn't have the greatest embalming process. But, I mean, he made her out of clay, dude. He had, like, his own little claymation real doll. Do you think he made a little clay vagina for it? That's so
Did
gross.
He fuck it?
I bet he fucked it. I just wanted to hug it. And when I say hug, I mean put my dick up in. Like, oh dude, there's tons of chicks. There's slaves in Vietnam. You couldn't just be like, yo, 12-year-old, you're coming with me. Like, what the fuck, dude? That blows my mind. She died in 03. He slept on top of her grave. But about 20 months later, he worried about rain, wind, and cold, so he decided to dig a tunnel into the grave to, quote, sleep with her. His children found out and prevented him from going to the... Got it! From
okay.
the... and prevented him from going to the grave. I would be like, mind your own business, you little fuckers.
It's like, Daddy, why are you going out to the graveyard to sleep every night?
Because I can finally get anal. they found out. So one night in November 04, he dug up his wife's remains and took them home. The website carried a photo of Van with the figure of his wife, which still is in his home. You didn't do anything about it? Is that okay? I mean, maybe that's cool in Vietnam. that's some messed up junk. The father of seven said neighbors did not dare visit the house for several years. You think? Quote, I'm a person that does things differently. I'm not like normal people. He was quoted as saying, really? Like, which part? Which part is that? I guess.
Like the whole sleeping with dead people part?
You think? I guess though, like in sickness and in health, till death do you part? No.
Death you
till
part.
Till death do I take her parts and put clay and mold her into the woman I always wanted to have.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, moving on from that, you know how we're always talking about people seeing images of their religion of choice, whether it be a bird poop Virgin Mary or a burnt toast Jesus, or what was the one we did a while ago? The tree thing. That they were like, or yeah, it was in a piece of wood in a bathroom on the door. And they're like, look, it's either Jesus or that wizard from Lord of the Rings.
Oh, my
like,
God.
Okay, well.
You remember in the salami, they cut it up and it said God?
Yeah, I remember that. There's been a bunch of them. Well, let's add one more to that down in Methuen, Massachusetts. What do you think this one is an image in? I'll tell you, it's Jesus.
Massachusetts is Jesus. It's
right.
Christianity.
Right.
Right.
But it is Jesus. But where is the image? Wait, what's your guess? Give
me
a guess.
Where is it? It's Jesus.
Right.
It's an image of Jesus.
Right, but where was it found in?
Poop.
It's not bird poop, nope.
Oh,
a normal everyday household item. To get the wrinkles out, you would use...
Shout!
Oh.
All right.
Let it all out. These are the things I can do without. Come on.
No, okay.
An iron.
An iron.
Massive.
Well, I guess the colors get all funny.
What the fuck?
Well, no, the colors get all fucking weird.
Yeah, that is. A Massachusetts woman who recently separated from her husband and had her hours cut at work, because again, we are in graven times here, tough economic times, says an image of Jesus Christ she sees on her iron has reassured her that, quote, life is going to be good. Is it?
You would have to be insane to see Jesus Christ in your fucking iron.
I mean, I have a picture. I should have printed this out for you guys. You can check it out at thejamhole.com when I do the show notes. I'd say it looks more like a chick with a boob than anything.
A chick with a boob?
You can kind of see, like, long hair, and then it kind of sticks out where a boob would be.
Over there and look?
Yeah, please.
I should.
Mary Jo Coady, of course, they always have three names, right? The crazy ones. Mary Jo Coady first noticed the image Sunday, of course, the day of the Lord, right? When she walked into her daughter's room. The brownish residue on the bottom of the iron looks like the face of a man with long hair. No,
it looks like
it doesn't.
Not like there's a boob there, but his arms are crossed.
Okay, yeah, I could kind of see that.
Because on the other side, it kind of shows a little bit, too. So it does kind of look like something like that.
Guitar Hero Dave says, just shut up and iron my shirt, bitch.
But this is nothing that
she
I would
burned
be like.
It. She burned it. Someone's going to get a smack in the mouth for burning their clothes.
This is nothing I would be like, oh, Jesus Christ. I'd be like, damn it, now I got to clean my iron. You know?
I know, exactly.
This is what sane mind speaking here. You know, clean your iron, not, oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
No.
The 44-year-old Coady was raised Catholic. She and her two college-age daughters agree that the image looks like Jesus and is proof that he's listening.
Well,
really?
I just found out that Jesus Christ actually lives in Imagination Land. So, yeah, he's not listening to shit. What are you doing right now?
Absolutely nothing. Telling people in your chat room to go to thejamhole.com/live for the audio.
But yeah, so I just found out that Jesus Christ actually lives in Imagination Land. So does Zeus, and so does, what's his name? The lion dude?
His name?
I forgot his name. It's like...
Shit.
It's in Narnia. What the
Narnia,
fuck
what's...
Aslan! And Popeye... There's Popeye there. And
Aslan,
he's like,
thank you. Thank you, Bong the Gong. Zofu says, what happens if you find a holy sign on Tuesday or something? Well, you wait until...
It doesn't count.
No, you wait until Sunday, and then
you... If you tell anybody before Sunday, it doesn't count.
And then you call the papers.
I found Jesus Christ on a mole on my penis. And then they, like, give you a bunch of money. They're like, we want interviews.
What would you... Is this more proof that people that believe in this shit are so...
bullshit.
It's proof that they are so brainwashed, you have no fucking idea. Or that you are so desperate for a sign from the bullshit that you believe in. You are so fucking desperate that anything that even relatively comes close to looking like a figure with long hair... automatically it's Jesus.
Yep.
And that's sad. That's a sad existence. I'll tell you what, I was looking around on this app called Wear.
Yeah,
it's got this thing called the Wear Wall. First of all, I don't know if it's because it was African-American Friday today, but all of the people on there are African-American.
Okay.
Which was kind of, I mean, it's cool to see, like, all these black dudes in there just, like, being all like, yo, sup, G, sup.
Sup, dog.
Sup, yo, sup. But, and then there's a bunch of chicks on there that are pretty hot, or so they want you to think. And the whole Wear Wall is just these black dudes hitting on these black and brown chicks. And it's like, that's so weird. It's like an old AOL chat room. But it's not in real... I mean, it is in real time, but it's posted like Twitter. like it's a page with, you know, each post with a person's picture and who they're talking to, and they're getting in these fights over who's gonna holla at this chick, and it shows, you know, what state you're in and all that shit from the GPS on the droid. Check it out. It's called, if you have a droid, and I'm sure they have an iPhone app for it, it's called Where, and it's fucking weird. But there's this thing in the app also called Pulse, and what that does is it trolls Twitter and a couple other websites for posts from people in your area. And it's like the pulse of your area, what people are saying, right, what they're doing, stuff like that.
That's kind of cool.
It is cool, except I found a kid that made a post. You know what it said?
Oh my God, please.
This is the new design for our skull church. I was like, please. So I posted on there, of course. I got to stir up some shit. And
yes,
I'm like,
please.
I hate to be the one to tell you this, bro. God, he doesn't exist.
Oh, thank you.
And this kid was like, I feel bad for you. Actually,
you might just go and whip that out. You want to read news off your not iPhone?
Yeah, right. No. Right. But I'll pull it up here. Let me finish this story here. So the 44-year-old, of course, she was raised Catholic. Her two college-age daughters, they think that this is proof that Jesus is listening. Cody tells the Eagle Tribune she hopes her story will inspire others during the holidays. She says she plans to keep the iron in a closet and buy a new one. You're gonna keep it.
Jesus just costs you money.
That's
ridiculous.
So fucking awesome. Ugh. So this kid on Twitter, his name is Johnny Nasrallah. He's from Kalispell, I guess. J-O-H-N-N-Y-N-A-S-R-A-L-L-A-H. Yes, on Twitter. So twitter.com/johnnynasrallah. Is it weird that a skull church kid has the word Allah in his name?
Yeah, little.
Nasrallah. So he says at the jam hole, I'm sorry that you feel that way, but I do believe in God and I always will. I say that in the highest amount of confidence. I hope, and then his next post, I hope that one day you change your mind.
Did you reply? Please tell me you replied.
Oh, so I said,
what did you reply?
I said, this is so horrible.
Oh, please.
The first thing I said, it was on the picture. And I said, I hate to be the one to tell you this, but God doesn't exist. Please stop littering our valley with this crap.
Yeah.
And then I said, he had another picture of a Jam Hole Church sticker. I said, I am so sick of seeing this around the valley. Jam Hole Church for life, SA.
Wait, what? He found pictures of...
No, I found pictures that he posted of Skull Church, and this is the new design we made, and that's what I wrote on them on TwitPic. And then I also found at Skull Church... The Skull Church has a Twitter account. If you guys want to add them, I said, let's debate religion on the jam hole. If I win, you have to take down all the Skull Church stickers. Deal?
Yes.
He hasn't answered me yet. I doubt he will.
Hell no. He can't prove anything.
So I wrote back to him, with what proof? And please don't say it's called faith, because that is a huge cop-out. If you can show me some kind of evidence that God does exist, I will gladly change my mind. But until that happens, it's fairy tales. And that's it. He hasn't replied back. So
that's great.
Yeah, feel free to add him or, you know, whatever.
I think I will. I will
feel free to add
him.
Add Skull Church. It's twitter.com/Skull Church, all one word. And tell them, I would love for Levi Lesko to call in and we could have a little theological debate on the show. Just, you know. Couple of straight up bros talking about God. That's all. Oh, Zofu. I forgot about that. That's awesome. Zofu says, if you look a little bit back in his twits, you'll also learn he's a Hannah Montana fan. That little slut, you punk motherfucker.
What was that dude's Twitter, by the way? I'm going to go ahead and find that
I
right
will
now.
Put it in the show notes. Okay. I'm not going to find it again. It's like,
I'm following the Skull Church now.
Okay, well, moving on. You know how we just got done stuffing our fat fucking faces?
Right. I got really sick and ended up puking.
Yeah, you were not doing too hot.
No.
And I noticed while we were hiking up there hunting, someone's a little out of shape. not this guy. You are hating it.
Yourself.
And we were going up a pretty steep incline.
I knew where we were going, too. That's the sad part. And I was sort of like, yeah, let's go.
If you look on the jamhole.com/Twitter, I think I made a post about with our latitude and longitude. You could see how way far out in the middle of fucking nowhere we were.
We were in God's fucking nowhere.
It was beautiful up there, though.
Yeah,
like, it's cool that we can take these pictures and post them up on the site. You know, people that live in Texas or LA that don't have, like, we see it every day and we're like, whatever, because we see it every day. But these people get to see it and they're like, man, that is so fucking beautiful because it's
and
new.
And I'm like,
you know?
It's a bunch of fucking trees.
Yeah, but, you know, when you don't live around a bunch of fucking trees, like when we get to New York, we're like, look at these fucking skyscrapers, dude. They're like, so what, you know, but we don't have them here, so.
Well, I don't even
it's
do
all
that.
Cool.
I mean, I was raised around skyscrapers,
Bong the Gong says, Hannah Montana and God are just as real. Guitar Hero Dave says, you were in God's country?
We might have been.
Kinda.
Maybe.
Imagination
no,
land?
No, it's funny, because I knew where we were going, and I was like, yeah, let's go. And I know every time I go up there, like, usually I'm not with somebody else, and I go walking by myself.
Right.
And I take as many breaks as I feel like it, so it's not a big deal to me.
Amham says, did you use the shotgun app while hunting, Matt?
No.
I should have. Honestly, I was using the subsonic app, though, so maybe that's why we didn't. I didn't want to carry a fucking deer all the way down. Fuck that shit.
Did you seriously use that app? I will kill you. You motherfucker.
I didn't.
It's
but
fucked up.
Speaking of how we're all, you know, big fat fuckers, Nacho Camacho made a pretty funny Facebook post. He's like, if you are what you eat, then I am
a lot. Yeah, that was great.
I thought that was so great.
I eat
well,
a lot.
Apparently, a study has been done. Americans toss out 40% of all food. So say
40%?
You go to the grocery store, automatically almost half of that food will end up getting thrown out in one way or another.
That's fucked up.
We're wasteful motherfuckers, dude, especially right now.
I don't think we throw out 50% of our food. Or
why don't
40%.
You fill up your gas tank and then the last half just spill it out? Because that's pretty much what you're doing. You're just wasting money.
I don't think we waste that much food. Not
well,
you and
me. Well,
this
is a study in general, on average. U.S. residents are wasting food like never before. While many Americans
maybe the food hoarder lady.
Yeah. Well, she wasn't throwing it out, though.
No, but they need to throw it
Zofu
out.
Zofu says, that's because 99% of our food is shit. That's a good point, if that's what you meant to say. While many Americans feast on turkey and all the fixings today, or yesterday, a new study finds food waste per person has shot up 50% since 1974. Some 1,400 calories worth of food is discarded per person each day, which adds up to 150 trillion calories a year. That is so much.
That's a lot.
The study finds that about 40% of all the food produced in the United States is tossed out. Meanwhile, while some have plenty of food to spare, a recent report by the Department of Agriculture finds the number of U.S. homes lacking food security, meaning their eating habits were disrupted for lack of money, rose from 4.7 million in 2007 to 6.7 million last year. About 1 billion people worldwide don't have enough to eat, according to the World Food Program. The new estimate of food waste, published in the journal PLOS-1, is a relatively straightforward calculation. It's the difference between the U.S. food supply and what's actually eaten, which was estimated by using a model of human metabolism and known body weights. That blows my mind.
Yeah.
But you always have the argument, like, you know, you used to hear that when you were kids, like, don't eat all your food. And you're like, well, why? And your dad's like, because there's starving kids in Africa that could be eating what you're wasting.
Remember that Moral Oral episode where he's like recycling his own pee because he thinks God hates people who waste?
It's like, well, then send it to him. I'm like, well, no, I'm not actually going to do that. Just don't waste your food, you know? But, I mean, it sucks. I mean, we need to start being more conscious about this, I think, or, you know, shit's going to keep getting worse.
I mean, I know we wasted
worse.
Some eggs because we didn't eat
them. Yeah, but I think it's different for people that are freshly in a relationship because you got to get in the groove of how much your spouse is going to eat or your girlfriend or whatever. we're still trying to figure that out. Because before I met you, I didn't eat at home. I didn't use the fridge. I always ate at Anna's. I'd cook what I want, and that was it. And that was perfect for me. But having, you know, a girlfriend in the house, we have to buy food and stuff. So,
and now it's kind of weird if there's nothing in the fridge.
Right. Yeah. Well, we're still figuring it out. But, you know, it's tough. Especially, you know, we'll buy stuff, and then we'll eat it, and we'll run out. So next time, we'll buy more. And then we won't eat that at all.
Well, for a month, we were mowing down eggs like fiends. Like, we were just egg omelets, scrambled eggs, fucking egg sandwiches, everything eggs. Eggs and sausage. And we dig sausage for a long time, too. We were like, eggs and sausage all the time. Make egg and sausage cheese burritos. Ate all that shit for like a month or so. And then the next month, we buy a bunch of eggs.
And we hardly ate any of them.
A kick on pancakes. We're like, no, I want pancakes all the time. It just depends on what kind of kick we're on, I guess. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, and it depends what we're doing and stuff, what we have time for. If there's more breaks and whatnot, you know, we make more breakfast. During the week, usually, we don't eat at home for breakfast and stuff, because I'll eat it out to lunch, and then, you know, we'll have dinner before the show, usually.
Do you even know what I eat for breakfast?
I don't
eat.
Because you're here by the time I leave. You're not up yet. You're still sleeping.
I don't eat breakfast.
Well,
the only thing I eat all day long is dinner.
Well, you need to start.
My mom got all mad at me.
It's because you were vomiting after you ate food there.
And I thought my dad tried to poison me. I thought my dad tried to kill me. I was like, Dad, why'd you put arsenic in my food?
Oh, shit.
No, I don't know. I don't eat unless it's time for dinner. Like, I go to work, and now...
But you eat at a... You work at a fucking restaurant. Like, why aren't you eating there?
I've always had that habit, dude. If I'm at a restaurant and I work at a restaurant, I don't eat there. I don't do that.
That's weird. And see, I could go all day and not eat if I had to and be just fine about it, but my body's different than, you know, most people's.
I don't like to eat at the place that I work at because then I get tired of the food too quickly and then the smell reminds me of work.
I don't care. I look at it. It's just something you have to do to keep your body going. It's just like getting gas. You just fill up
food.
And be
okay,
done.
I have to have something I enjoy.
Well, maybe you need to be so not picky.
Well, at work, I eat like a thing of soup or something every day, and that's it.
Solaris One says, "Here's God, the infinity of universe, and the fact that you exist. Explain that to me, and then I agree with you. You seem a good person anyway, and do interesting shows. How is that God? The infinity of the universe? The universe isn't infinite, for one. The universe is finite, though it's expanding at a rate to where, from our perspective, from relativity, it seems infinite, but it's not. So,
is this another Bible thumper infiltrating our chat room?
I guess. And if God is real, who made God? You can't just say God blinked into existence.
God just appeared one day. He is all that is all and created existence.
If God is real, no. He has to adhere to the rules of physics because he created those rules to be infallible means he can't, which means he doesn't exist.
So, I don't know.
If you have a better point, I mean, I'm all about it, but... So far.
Yeah, no, unless you can, like, you know, say, hey, I'm coming over and I'm bringing Jesus.
Yeah, no, Zofu says it's infinite in our perception. That's what I said. From relativity, the universe relative to us looks infinite because we can only see so far with the whole speed of light and everything. We can only see so far. But the universe is constantly expanding, which means what we saw 5 minutes ago is further out than what we see right now. You know,
Bong the Gong. He says, if you can believe God has always been around, then I can believe that anything was just always around.
Right. So, and that's, yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. I don't know. Please don't try to argue God with us because it doesn't ever work. There's
well,
no point.
Well, if you can make
made.
Good points, I'm
yes,
all about
if you can
it.
Please make a point, but there's no point
but
to
just,
ever be made.
Just saying that the universe is infinite, therefore God exists, that's not a point. That's like saying people are good, therefore God exists. It's like, no, you can't argue
based
on morality.
I always hate it when someone's like, well, this is the reason and blah, 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 and then we're like, oh, we'll make a point. But you know what? You know that they're not going to make a point because there is no fucking point to make.
Guitar Hero Dave says, the proof that there is a God is that Matt has a show.
Ta-da! Yeah.
So, well, here's
can't
some
make
more
a
proof
point on not something that's not fucking real.
Here's some proof for you. The new estimate of food waste.
Oh,
that's
please.
So crazy. That's so much, dude. That is so much.
And that sucks. You know, it's a lot of those rich families and stuff. They're like, oh, let's buy this, this, this. And then their kids never eat it.
Yep.
They're
that's
like,
how
I
it
just
is.
Wanted the cereal for the toy.
So last year, an international group estimated that up to 30% of food worth about $48.3 billion is wasted each year in the U.S. That report concluded that despite food shortages in many countries, plenty of food is available to feed the world. It just doesn't get where it needs to go. And that's the whole, this is our food, we're taking care of ourselves just fine to where we have extra, why aren't you doing the same thing? It's like, well, we are kind of a little better off than they are, so should we be helping them? We have people in our country that don't have enough to eat. We should start with that first, and then, you know,
branch
once
off.
We have that taken care of, then branch off. But you can't save everybody, and they need to work for themselves for sure. But it's hard to grow crops in a desert. You live in a fucking desert.
Speaking of taking care of hunger or whatever, I'm not sure if it was in the United States or not, and I really wish I would have saved this, but it was something sent to me on Stumble that I was checking out today. It's basically where this lady, she had started a soup kitchen, and then she was like, you know, I want this to be a place where people of wealth and people of poverty can come together and eat lunch together.
Come together.
And so... so basically, when you go in and have your lunch, like it's an amazing menu. There's actual fine dining. There's real
food. And it's
food.
All free?
Well, wait. There's you know, there's awesome food there. There's actual chefs there cooking all these awesome meals and stuff. Great food. And the lady was like, I want these foods introduced into people's diets because in a normal soup kitchen you're not gonna get this, you know.
Right. You're
everyone
getting
deserves
pretty much-
to get this type of flavor in their diet, you know.
Well, yeah.
Well,
I
do think that everyone deserves to try each food once, you know, and that's cool. If you try everything once, it's cool.
Well,
that's
they
the
can
I
have
am.
My try because, like I said, food is just something you got to do to keep going. That's all.
I am a food lover and I love tastes, so I like to try everything once. Anyway, this is the way this lady thinks. So she opens up this place. I can't remember what it's called for the fucking life of me, but I know Burger sent it to me. But basically what it is you go and you order your shit, you pick the portion of what you want, like how big you want it. You're like, you know, I know what I'm going to eat, so I want this size of food.
Right.
And then you go up to the cash register and stuff, and they're like, okay, well, your meal today comes to $23.89, you know, and they're like, you know, it comes to $23.89. Would you like to pay that or something else?
Sure.
And then the person can either say, I don't have any money on me. Or I don't have the means to afford it, and they will just write it off. Or you can be like, yes, I'd like to pay $48.
Huh. How and many times, though, does that actually happen?
A lot, actually.
Really?
The owner says that they've had more and more people coming in and paying double their
well,
price
that's
on
really,
their food
that's really
to
cool.
help the next person to get their food going. You know, it's and they started out on a grant, and they said that the way that their company is going is that by the end of the year, their company won't be even working on a grant anymore. That
they're
the
self-supportive.
They will be self-supportive
really
by
cool.
the end. And that's really cool because of people donating money to feed other people. And that's really cool.
Right. So
that's
the jamhole.com/donate. Feed us.
Please. I just think it's really cool that like someone is actually taking care of this, you know, world hunger thing. And
that's
like, you
the
know,
moral of the
out.
Story. Feed us.
That's really cool. So
right.
Our eggs are bad and our milk is bad. Please feed us.
All right. Well, moving on. You know about World of Warcraft, right?
Wow.
Have you heard an obsessive World of Warcraft player is suing the makers of the game for ruining his life? Seeking Eric Estavillo is seeking $1 million in damages, claiming the orc tasting role playing game has turned him into a blank eyed basket case who can no longer function in the real world.
So if he sues this company,
it's your fault,
bro. They're gonna erase his account. And ban his ass from WoW.
And then what
so
are you going to do?
What are you going to do, dude? You're like, going to go get a fucking Second Life account? What's going on?
I didn't
dude?
Think that through. Fuck.
Yeah,
but do you think this will be a first? This will make an example if he wins.
This might.
He can cite game addiction centers that are opening up, I guess. Yeah. But you make the choice to play it. It's not, I mean.
Yeah, but babe, it's like an addictive person. It's like someone on oxys or something.
But you're not getting physically sick if you stop. It's not making, you won't have.
Dude, I've seen people get shakes and freak out. And they're like, look, I know that I wanted to hang out with you guys and stuff tonight. But dude, I really got to go. And then go and play WoW.
But it's not a chemical process.
No, it's not a chemical process. It's a mental disorder. It's like
that's what I'm saying. It doesn't make you physically sick then.
No, but it's like when you remember Corey. Corey has a problem being around people. Like, that's a mental thing. That's not a chemical thing.
Well,
you know?
It's a mental thing because of certain chemical imbalances. But it depends.
Well, then that's what
is.
The dude has. He has some kind of chemical imbalance. Then he was like that. Function around regular people.
Then he was like that before the game. The game doesn't cause
that.
The
game induced it.
The game makes chemical changes, hormonally.
Not. I mean, he might have been playing it for so long because the game's been out for a while.
Yeah.
He could have been playing it for a long time and gotten used to that and been sheltered and been like, you know, I go to work, I go do whatever, I go grocery shopping, I come home, I play WoW, and that's it. You know, this guy could be playing WoW for 8 hours a day, and that's all he knows. He doesn't have any social skills.
Do you think, though, the developers of this game knew that, and when they created it, they put that in their EULA, the user license agreement?
I don't know. Does anybody ever use the fucking agreement things?
No, but it doesn't matter. That does not hold up in court. Like, does anybody read that, Your Honor? Like, you click the button that says yes, that's a digital signature.
Yep.
So, I don't know, man.
I don't think they do.
It'll be a first if he does, if he wins this, I think.
Be pretty cool.
I don't know, though. It'll open up a whole world of people doing this now.
I mean, all
gaming.
Those kids that are now in, like, what you call it, fucking
if this
gaming
passes,
rehab.
A kid could go around and kill a bunch of people and say, was the new Modern Warfare 2 made him do it in an airport? Because there's a scene in the game that does that. So, I would be very careful.
Uh-huh.
Having apparently become addicted to rampaging around some made-up mountains, clobbering other collections of pixels with big clobbering weapons, Estevillo is calling Pusher on the WoW developers, whom he accuses of, quote, sneaky and deceitful practices. I don't know about that. It's pretty much cut and dry, dude. You know what you're doing, right?
Yeah.
For any game, you know what's happening. Estevillo of San Jose, California has further played a legal blinder by summoning Solon Depeche Mode songwriter Martin Gore to explain alienation to the court. Gore is a fine choice of expert in this regard, having penned a host of dead inside yet catchy tunes such as Walking in My Shoes.
Really?
What? For the long-lived electropop band, beloved of isolated Eastern European youth. Wow.
MDS says, if this passes, I'm suing the jam hole.
Fucking A, dude. If this passes, I'm suing
Keith. I don't know what you're
going to
get out of
girl.
It, but go ahead.
Fuck it. And Distorted View.
Oh, God.
That's awesome. He has furthermore spent upwards of 2 decades performing in the shadow of the far more attractive and less poodle-headed David Gahan. The complainant has also subpoenaed the living heck out of petite, light-fingered actress and firmer depth tattoo subject Winona Ryder, presumably her love of J.D. Salinger's proto-emo classic The Catcher in the Rye qualifies her in his eyes to explain how the themes of alienation therein apply equally to such immersive games as WoW. See? Do you see?
I see.
I don't see.
Maybe kind of.
Estevilla's wish list of experts is also believed to include Radiohead keener Thom Yorke, the spirit of Karl Marx, eerily youthful emo shouter Jared Leto, and 30 Seconds to Mars, and actress Sigourney Weaver. Is this for real? Is this even for real? You can't summon the spirit of Karl Marx. that's pretty awesome. So... he has previously filed suit against Microsoft, broken Xbox, having caused undue stress, Sony, which banned him from its network and thus violated his right to free speech, he alleged, and Nintendo, which blocked some Wii software and, quote, ruined everything somehow. Does this guy just go around, like, suing people? I don't think this is real, and I apologize for you all having to listen to that. So...
are you cool?
Yeah, I'm cool. I had another story here. Do you guys remember that cat story we did a while ago, the sad kitten that got covered up in duct tape?
Yes.
Well, they finally apparently got all of the duct tape off of the cat.
I read a little bit into this story, and I was really, really happy to find out that the cat is okay.
Yeah, the cat survived, and he looks all good.
It's a she.
She looks all good.
Her name is Sticky.
Thank you.
It's cute. Funny. I would totally name the cat Sticky, too. I'd be like, I love you, Sticky.
A fierce little feline is an unquestionable survivor after falling victim to what can only be described as a petty, heartless prank. A young female cat was found helplessly abandoned, wrapped from neck to paws in duct tape in North Philadelphia.
Who the fuck would do that?
So they examined him, named him Sticky, realized poor pet would need very special attention to remove the remove her from this cruel and very, sticky situation. After removing the outer shell of duct tape, the staff was shocked to find that not only had the abuser wrapped Sticky's body numerous times, they also started to wrap her two front legs and back legs together. Quote, it wasn't just one wraparound, the PSPCA said. Someone methodically wrapped this around and around and around.
That sucks. How was the cat walking when they found it, then?
You wrap my kitty right round. Wrap my kitty right round. In duct tape right round.
So, I mean, they found this cat walking around in a park wrapped in duct tape.
Right. It looks like the cat...
They were trying to tape the cat together.
Fuck the people up before they got that far, I think.
No.
They tried to, and maybe it bit through it. Maybe it chewed through it, then.
Well, they said in this story, actually, they say that the cat had been wrapped up for a few days.
Right.
So, I mean, the cat could have chewed through the duct tape.
It says, based on the amount of tape recovered, Messer estimates an entire roll of duct tape was used in this crime.
That is so horrible!
That's so much tape, dude. That's so crazy.
Why would you do that?
It's so crazy.
I mean, could you imagine? I mean, what if they, like, wrapped up its twat and shit? It couldn't pee.
It would explode.
Its lungs.
It would
explode. If they wrapped its lungs too tight around its ribs, it couldn't breathe right
and
shit.
It would explode. It's a horrible
so
thing
sad.
To do.
They said it was malnourished and shit. Yeah. I mean, I wonder if this is why it didn't eat, because it was wrapped too tight and couldn't expand it.
You think God would just, you know, unwrap the cat?
Yeah, if it was real.
I mean, it's one of his
Fuck
animals,
you, God.
Right?
You're not real.
Fuck you, God. Fuck That's
you.
Right.
You let cats get wrapped in duct tape and fucking die.
You let people dig up their dead wife's corpses and mold
you let
them out
Chinese
of-
people harvest fucking fetuses and boil them down and eat
I'm
them
sorry.
And call it spare rib soup, you faggot fuck Jesus Christ, thank you.
Well, there went our friend Solaris.
Thank you. There you go.
Thankfully, despite the pressure and restraints that kept Sticky captive and being slightly underweight, no other permanent damage was done. Estimating she had been bound for just a few days, Sticky immediately returned to her calm, caring, and peaceful personality.
Now, I'm surprised.
Once she was mobile again.
I'm surprised after all that the cat was nice. Like, that cat is, it seems like this cat is super sweet and just a darling cat. Like the cat we saw at your mom's house. That cat was like, hi, I'm a kitty. Could you please pick me up and pet me now?
Yeah.
Like, that's
I don't
a
get
sweet,
what
adorable
people,
cat.
Like, what goes through their mind that they're like, I gotta just kill this thing.
That's so fucked
and
up.
And not even kill it. Like, killing it would have been better. I gotta wrap this fucker up in a whole roll of duct tape. Like, why would you do that?
No, I'm much happier
You're
that they
crazy.
Did that than kill it, because now the cat can actually live a life.
Yeah, but that and must have been traumatic.
And they said that this cat was fairly young, you know, in between 9 months and a year old.
Yeah.
And that's really sad. This cat is obviously a friendly fucking cat, is super nice and stuff. There's no reason why this cat would be...
People are
any pain to anybody.
That's the reason. People are.
You know, if it was a lion, it was attacking my ass, and I sedated it. Sure,
I'm not
going to
wrap
it
up with duct tape.
No, I'll duct tape a lion if it attacks my ass. You know.
Yeah,
and
you'll have
send
time
it off
to
in the
do
woods.
That.
I'll be like, see you later, dude.
Right.
I said if I sedate it, I sedate it and I duct tape it, and I get up and I'm like, ha, bite me again.
If you sedate it, you would just walk away after it's sedated.
Nah, I'd probably duct tape my name in its side at least. Like, I was here.
All right. Well, just because I told.
Who else has their name on a lion? Come on.
Simba? No. Just because I told Ames B we would do a 2-hour show for her so she could get through work. We got a little bit of weed stuff here to get through, and then we'll call it a night here. The first story.
I love you, Sticky, by the way. Just saying.
I love you, Ames B.
I love you, Sticky. I want Sticky. I wish we lived closer, because I'd be like, yes, I will take the cat. Thank you.
I will take Sticky just because you named it Sticky, and that's retarded.
If we ever get a kitten, I'm naming it Sticky.
Well, that's never going to happen.
It's going to happen tomorrow.
Until this one dies, that will never happen.
I'm finding one.
Chemicals found in cannabis leaves.
You don't even know
leaves.
If your cat is spayed.
Mine is.
She is?
Absolutely. Get a fucking not. Yeah, dude.
I was like,
no,
I'll get her knocked
way.
Up and I'll have like 20
that
kittens.
That was the only reason I took this cat, was because it was already fixed and that they killed my other one.
That's fucked.
Twice, I might add.
What?
Well, that's the second time that happened. Not with my cat. One was my cat. The other one was its brother, I think.
What?
David knows.
Wait, the same person.
Is David still in the
chat? David's mom did that twice.
Gosh, he's gone.
David's mom did that twice.
Cat likes to jump in the dryer. She doesn't look before she throws in the clothes. There's another cat. Dead.
Dude, did she open it up and there's just blood everywhere?
No, it doesn't bleed that much. It just dies from heat exhaustion. And
that's
being spun right round, baby, right round.
That's such a sad death, dude. I don't even want to talk about that anymore.
It's a messed up joke.
I
want
to go cry in a corner now.
Have fun with
that. I want to go hug Sticky.
So apparently chemicals found in cannabis leaves can be used to stop prostate cancer sales. Sales. It's a hard sale. The researchers hope that cannabis leaves
David says, I told you she's nuts.
I know. I never questioned it, bro. I never once questioned it. I like how he logged back in just to tell me that.
Right.
Oh, awesome. After focusing on a network on human cancer cells, Inés Díaz-Laviada and colleagues from the University of Alcalá in Madrid also investigated the effects of the chemicals on cannabis leaves on mice and the fact that the substance is capable to reduce the cancer growth significantly. Another thing good that weed does, I'm never going to get any kind of cancer because of how much weed I smoke. And that's brilliant. That is brilliant.
I'll just go ahead and take the cancer.
I think that's how I stay so healthy.
Weed?
All the weed I smoke.
Probably need to smoke some then, because you haven't smoked some in
I know.
Like
I haven't
month.
Had weed for a while. That's
yeah,
sad.
You should smoke, because you're getting annoyed.
TheJaml.com/donate. Buy me a satchel. A study is published in the British Journal of Cancer. Now in the world of research, there have been many studies that examine the medical uses of cannabinoids, the chemical substance found in cannabis. These experts focused on the research done over the years devoted to seeking the best care in dealing with cancer in humans. Quote, this is an interesting study that opens the way to develop a potential drug, but this is only new in the early stages, said Leslie Walker, director of cancer information, Cancer Research UK. She also explained that this does not mean that the men who use cannabis can automatically avoid prostate cancer.
If you already have the shit, you have the shit, okay?
Right.
It's
well,
like you're gonna smoke some weed and
she's
it's gonna
saying
go away.
If you smoke it, you may not, because they're still studying it and stuff. It may, you know, it depends. The cannabinoid substances are investigated by the Spanish team, which is requested to conduct the research in the fight against prostate cancer. You could use me as a research person.
You'd be like, I'll never get prostate cancer.
No, I mean,
a lot of pot.
You have to have the double-blind studies and stuff. I could be in the group that doesn't have cancer already to show that it's not going to make cancer, you know?
Yeah.
Quote, these chemicals can stop the division and the development of prostate cancer cells. And that is pretty awesome.
It's pretty cool.
So going along with that, you know, I watched a really cool documentary a while back called Grass. And it talks about why weed is illegal, what caused it to be legal in the first place, how the government lied about all that shit, how they forged the studies that it makes you go crazy and rape people. Ever since it's been set as a controlled substance back in the day, it's never been re-examined. It's a Schedule I narcotic, which is heroin, LSD, dangerous, holding no medicinal value.
Yeah.
It's never been re-examined, which is fucked up.
Stupid.
So the AMA is calling for this to happen. The American Medical Association called for a federal review of marijuana's status as a Schedule I narcotic by the federal government, which is about fucking time. Like, you're seeing all of us smoke it. We're not raping people. We're not killing people.
We're
just
macrameing
fine.
Ourselves into our own sofa.
We're just
Doritos.
Fine, dude. We are straight up golden grams. It doesn't matter.
Well, not we. Not I.
Should the government actually look into the recommendation, it would be the first time it has done so since the passage of the Controlled Substances Act 39 years ago. By maintaining weed as a Schedule I narcotic, federal government has lumped marijuana in the same group as heroin and LSD, dangerous and holding no medicinal value, thus making it technically illegal for doctors to prescribe marijuana. But a new report from the AMA has for the first time come out in favor of changing the status for the weed. Quote, results of short-term controlled trials indicate that smoked cannabis reduces neuropathic pain, improves appetite and caloric intake, especially in patients with reduced muscle mass, and may relieve spasticity, ouch, and pain in patients with multiple sclerosis. However, the patchwork of state-based systems that has been established for medical marijuana is woefully inadequate in establishing even rudimentary safeguards. The future of cannabinoid-based medicine lies in the rapidly evolving field of botanical drug substance development, as well as the design of molecules that target various aspects of the endocannabinoid system. To the extent that rescheduling marijuana out of Schedule 1 will benefit this effort, such a move can be supported.
Sweet.
Absolutely. Viewed as a first step in the legalization process, rescheduling weed has been one of the main priorities of marijuana activists for decades now. Rescheduling the drug would allow for non-governmental scientists to do research using the drug, thus being able to find chinks in the armor of demonization the government uses against weed and its users. But it is not the end. Naturally, this statement alone is not going to bring decades of demonization and persecution of weed and its users to an end. But what it does is publicly illustrate the changing social attitude towards the drug. It's a good start. Like, you got, it's baby steps. First, we got to get it legalized for medicinal use. We got to hope the government doesn't step in and tax the holy fuck out of it and make shitty weed, all that kind of thing. So, it's kind of cool. It has uses both medicinally and recreationally. No longer is weed the drug of the jazz musician or the ender of the virtue of white girls from sea to shining sea. Very well said. So, it's pretty cool. It definitely needs to be reclassified for sure. You cannot say weed is the same as heroin. I can go 3 months in a row smoking weed and stop without a bit of problem. Yeah. If I do that with pills, I am effed. You know, it's nowhere near the same. So it's about time people are starting to look at that and re-examine it. So pretty sweet deal. We're making progress slowly but surely, you know. Excuse me. So you got anything else before we call it a night here?
No, I think I'm pretty good. I'm glad that we got the Ashley story out there.
Yeah, me too. I think people will enjoy that.
She is a really good kid, and she does mean well and stuff, but I can understand sometimes, once in a while, things go a little wrong.
Sometimes you make bad choices. Everyone does it.
Everyone does it. I mean, she's done really good for a long time, and this probably scared the living fuck out of her this
It seemed like it.
She's... No, seriously.
I'm being sarcastic. It didn't seem like it. She doesn't look like she learned a bit of a lesson in this whole thing.
No, you should have seen her when she came to me. And then
was
when
she?
I got her. No,
seriously?
She was crying. She was freaked out. Yes.
Okay. Because when from this, the way she was telling the story, she didn't really have a bit of regret about what happened.
No, she's so freaked out. She called somebody that she knew had contact with this dude that they were looking for. And she's like, you tell him to never call me again. Don't fucking come to my house. If you call me, I will turn you into my PO.
Really?
You know, and all this. She's like, if you want a life, you need to get the fuck out of the state and never talk to me again, because you will be turned in.
That's good then, if she's doing that.
No,
because
from
what it sounded like on the show, she had not one bit of regret about it. She thought it was funny.
She regrets
and
a lot
I understand
about
telling
it.
The story on the show. It is funny, and we can all laugh at it now, and that's
good for
her.
Well, when we have like a good heartfelt conversation together, it's different than being on the show.
Well, that's
and
good.
And she was super upset about it. Dude, chick was crying and freaking out, and she's lucky that she was able to piss clean for them. If she didn't do that, she would have got 2 years in prison.
Yeah.
In a fucking women's state penitentiary. And that would have sucked.
That would have been fun.
No, it wouldn't have, you know? And it's just, you know, she's a really good person. She really means well. She loves her kids and stuff. And she wants to do good and shit. And just sometimes people make the wrong choices. And it's been a long time for her since she's made a wrong choice. But she did make a wrong choice. And she's trying to right it. And she's cooperating with the cops and everything. And
so that's good.
Everything should be fine. I'm just glad that she's okay and she was able to get out. You know, I was just really worried about that, because I was freaked out about it, too. That's like the only chick friend I have that I like. And
well, that's your fault.
Hey, I just don't like other chicks.
You can't be friends with a hot, skinny chick.
No.
That's your fault. racist.
Hot skinny chicks are always like.
Not all of them. Most of them, but she is like that. So don't be a hypocrite. Not. Bullshit.
No, she's not. She's not like that. You don't know. You don't hang out with her.
I can hear it in her voice. She's like.
She's got the preppy chick attitude sometimes. But dude, seriously. Don't she doesn't hypocrite. Have, she's not like, oh my God, like my nails. I just totally gotta go and get them done. I need money for my daddy, so I can go get my nails done. Yeah, no, she's not like
God,
that
I hate it
all.
When girls act like girls. Guitar Hero Dave says Matt called Ashley fat.
What?
I'm not making a fucking scientific breakthrough
here. No,
he didn't call
her fat. Just, I don't like scrawny, fucking stuck up bitches. You know, like, Ashley is really cool. She, you know, she's an awesome person, and I like to hang out with her. She's one of the few people that I get along with that's a chick. So I like it. Don't fucking make fun of my friend. Don't pick on my friend. Don't piss me off about my friend, and we'll be fine.
Black
I
is
want
concealing.
One chick friend, and I will keep that chick friend.
Me too.
And yeah,
so real quick, the climate change video MDS sent to me. I got to say, I did watch it. We talked a little bit about climate change on Wednesday's show.
Uh-huh.
What they keep saying is that there is no correlation or evidence to show that carbon dioxide increase correlates with temperature increase. And I don't think the argument was ever about carbon dioxide. That's just naturally occurring. The plants breathe that stuff in. I always thought it was carbon monoxide that was the nasty shit. And that's, you know, what really fucks stuff up. But I mean, you can pay scientists to make a study that says anything, pretty much. So it's sad that, you know, there is no real integrity in the scientific community when it comes to those kinds of things. You have scientists that say one thing, you have the other side that says the other thing. No one really knows for sure, but it is getting warmer, I can tell you that much. So, oh well, thank you guys so much for being with us. Like always, email us info@thejamhole.com. Leave us a message 406-204-4687. Thejamhole.com is where all our shit's at. / MySpace, / Twitter, / Facebook, / StumbleUpon, / FriendFeed, / Tumblr. We have a Tumblr. Did you know that?
Yeah.
I did too. You know why?
Why?
Because I made it. Thank you guys. We'll see you Monday. Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.